Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 161. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And back once again is Mr. Jason Aistrecker.
Only 161 episodes?
Did I say 161?
You did.
I did? Oh, 261. Sorry.
Okay, 261. Shit.
Yeah, you did take more than 100 episodes off, Jason. That's fine. Yeah. Today we are talking about this gaming generation and if it's going on too damn long. Before that, we're going to talk about some what are we talking about? Distractions and news. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week.
Sounds good.
What's up, Jason? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, I think so. I was off the past couple of weeks. I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but I wasn't on the show. You did notice, right?
What, you weren't on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We just thought you were hitting that mute button the whole time. So. Oh, that was Jeff. Okay, sorry.
Awkward. Okay. Yeah, I've been busy with work, and I actually got pretty sick, like just cold sick.
Okay, good.
So I was having crazy fever dreams and stuff, like 103 degree temperature, and
wow,
man, it was crazy. But I'm better now.
Good.
And
hey,
have you had
any of your like major sicknesses since you've been up there?
Have not.
Good.
I had one close call, but the weather is keeping the virus down or something. I don't know. That or, you know, there's not as much stress in my life. Maybe that's it.
Maybe it's both.
Maybe it's both.
I think it's both. We can say that.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm pretty good. How about Jeff?
I'm good. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know. Relaxing, chillaxing.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Works fine. Went buddy's house last weekend. We played Cards Against Humanity.
That game is so much fun.
Yeah, that and Buzz took up most of the night.
Those games are both so much fun.
Yeah, it was good times.
Very cool.
Kind of chilling. I'm actually looking forward to Christmas. Not in like that.
Is that something you're not usually looking forward to?
Well, like when you're a kid, you look forward to it because, oh my God, I'm going to get a bunch of presents. And I actually kind of like the whole getting together with the family. Like, you know, we get together with T's family on the Christmas Eve and then get together with my family on Christmas Day. And it's just usually a really good time now. It's just funny how, like, when you're a kid, you never think that's, like, the case. You just care about, oh, presents, yay, presents.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, like, excited to get my shopping done. I'm like, can't wait to get my present to these people. Like, see what the look on their face. Like, I don't know.
I get you.
The power of giving, you know?
I can feel
it
that.
Sounds
I can
cheesy,
see that.
But.
No, it doesn't. It completely makes sense. Yeah. That's what it's all about, right? It's what it's supposed to be all about.
Exactly.
So.
And then I buy myself a Christmas gift every Christmas, too, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, that's just normal, you know.
I actually do have a question, actually, to either of you guys. Have either of you guys used the Sony 3D LED 24-inch, like, PlayStation-branded monitor?
I hate it.
Really?
Well, it depends on how much you can get it for, I guess.
Around 150.
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Okay. Like, I haven't really used the 3D function. I have one on my desk at work, and it's a big pain in the ass. Like, it's hard to get to the ports in the back. It only does component and HDMI, and I think there's only two HDMI ports. Mm-hmm. So you can't, like, plug in, like, a standard def, like, you know, the composite or S-Video or anything like that, which really pisses me off. So I think that's mainly why I hate it so much.
I'd primarily be using it as a PC monitor.
It works okay for that. Yeah, switching between sources and stuff, it's weird. Like, you'll turn it on, and then it'll auto shut off in, like, 5 seconds. So you got to make sure that it's, like, up and running at the time. I don't know. There's just
weird.
Certain things about it.
But
that
quality's
really
okay, though.
Off.
Picture's
it's,
nice.
Yeah, it's all right, and I haven't really noticed too much lag on it, so.
You know, the fact
that
you brought...
It's either
that
or Vita.
The fact that you brought that up just kind of reminds me to mention this, because I've never talked about it on the show, and I'm curious... Mm. To see if anybody knows why it does that. But like when I use my PC on my TV, it depends on the time. It doesn't always do this, but when I switch back to a regular TV input, like my color goes completely whack. It's like everything is like this shade of weird green, and I have to turn the TV off, let it completely power down, and then turn it back on and it's fine.
That's very strange.
So,
that is not by design, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure it's not, but it's a DLP TV. So if anybody out there has any idea if that's normal for DLP TVs or if it's just my TV is fucked, I'd be curious to hear. Drop me an email. Love to hear about it.
Hmm.
And also, push me one way, either to a PS Vita or that.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jeff. I really don't think you should buy a Vita, man. I know that you right now you want to because it's like the new shiny and you love to get that techie shit, but you're not gonna play it, man. It's just like your 3DS.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I think you would play your Vita more than you play your 3DS.
I think
your 3DS.
I would too, just because I can put at least my PS1 stuff.
On your PS1 stuff, you can get all your PSP downloads on it. You can
Well, the thing
all
is,
the...
I already have like 6 games from the get go. If I get one,
that's true.
Spending a dime.
That's true.
And it's like, and the 3DS, literally, I don't play it because that thing is just way too uncomfortable for me to play. Like,
I definitely agree with you.
I cannot play that thing for more than like 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah,
I just can't.
I agree. Well, I think that there are more games that you would play on the Vita. So, I really think it just it boils down to whether or not you think you're going to play a portable system again.
Yeah.
You know? Cause, I mean, personally, it's like that 24-inch TV. It's one of those things that it's like, I said that I was mad that I didn't find it on Black Friday because they had it for $100, but I probably wouldn't pay more than $100 for it.
Yeah. Like, I don't need another monitor. Like, I have a 19-inch PC monitor, but I was like, 150 is like 100.
But it's not a 24-inch 3D PC monitor.
So. Exactly. And I'd probably never really like, and with the whole Steam big picture mode and stuff, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Like, and now I'm more playing it on my couch and stuff. And,
yeah.
But I don't know. I need to buy myself something. I do it every time, every year on this time, just because that's when it, like, bonus time and stuff. And some goes to debt, presents, saving, and then that. And it's like, well, those are only two things I really kind of want. So,
are you going to use the 3D?
I'd probably try it on PC games, because PC games wouldn't have the hindrance of probably cutting the frame rate down in half.
True.
But
because I was going to say, if you're not going to use the 3D a whole lot, it's probably you're better off getting a different monitor. Because, like, I've got a 24-inch monitor that I'm sitting in front of right now, and I only paid, I think I paid $160 for it three years ago.
You got that Asus one, right?
Yeah,
it's the nice one. We had it at
UGC. Yeah, that one. That one was only, like, $160 or something like that.
Hmm.
But it's not 3D. So, I mean, it really depends on
how you
want
to do it. I wouldn't use a 3D much, to be honest.
Yeah.
But.
And then, I mean, I think it's up to you, but my instincts tell me that you probably wouldn't play the Vita, but at the same time, I don't think it doesn't sound like you need the monitor.
I don't need either, to be honest. It's just, Tony's like, you have an addiction to electronics. You need to buy, you always have to have something new.
I do too, dude. It's horrible. It's like that new shiny. I gotta get it.
And it's the white Vita looks so nice.
That's true. It's pretty sexy.
Oh, you bitch. I want the white Vita.
It's like,
The Assassin's Creed one.
Yeah.
The thing is, I know the way it's going, it probably isn't even going to, there is not even going to be any games for it, like, next fall. But it's like, I don't know. I'm trying to justify it by the free games that come out in Plus. I'm like, a system that I pay, because $200 for, because I can get it for, I have a $50 off coupon. And I don't have to pay for a game probably ever. Not ever, but unless I really want, like, to buy one, like, retail or download.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, me and Tony travel.
And you can play all your minis and shit on it, too. Like, if you download the minis from PSN.
It's great for Netflix as well. I will say that.
Hmm.
Beautiful screen.
It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm about to drop.
This is going to seal it for you. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Phantasy Star Online 2.
Is that Vita or is it PSP?
It's coming to Vita.
Yup.
Yeah. Okay,
free to play download, man.
Yeah. Yep. That may have done it, actually.
Yeah. Much
for some
luck,
reason,
Jeff.
I thought that was just PC and PSP, but yeah.
Vita. No, it's PC and Vita. It's supposed to come out in Vita on,
in North America.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on PC in March, I think, or something like that. And then, the Vita is shortly after, like a few months after.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'll decide the day after Christmas on our Boxing Day, the equivalent of your Black Friday, see if there's any extra deals, and if not, I will talk in the episode after that and which I purchased.
Well, if it's any indication of what they had here, they had that Assassin's Creed 3 Vita for $200.
That's pretty much what I can get it at right now.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I gotta admit.
So then hopefully if they drop that, then I can get it for $150.
That'd be cool. And then
have to spend another, like, whatever on the 32 gig.
I was going
to
say, then you won't feel as ass raped when you buy the 32 meg card.
Maybe I can find an idiot to buy the 4 gig one for like $20 off me or something.
Cool.
I mean, anyone who wants to donate $20 to Indus Foundation, I will send you a 4 gig Vita card.
I think I need a new 360 more than you need a Vita.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, I'm joking.
Anyway,
is still
that's
working, Chris?
It is, yes, dude. Wow. It is. And it still sounds like a jet engine, of course.
My 60 gig still works. You guys still have your 60 gig?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Jason's died. But I still have my 60 gig. Still runs like a champ.
Mine's... Knock on wood. Besides being louder, it still runs okay. It doesn't freeze up or anything.
Yeah, mine's not even louder. I mean, when it's doing, high intensive stuff and it heats up, that fan kicks in and it kicks into high gear. But, other than that, it really doesn't have much of a problem. So...
Weird.
Cool.
Yep.
You got some luck, son.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of luck, you've been lucky this past week. What's been up with you?
Not a whole lot.
Crazy.
Same old stuff. Still, doing really well watching what I eat on the plan. So I'm down 10 pounds so far.
Nice.
So
I'm doing terrible with that. I mean, shit, it's that time of year where everyone brings shit into work.
That's the thing. It's like, I started this like before Christmas and now Christmas is going to hit.
Yeah, I started 2 weeks before fucking December. Once December hit, it's like, I bring my own lunch. Like I bring chicken and salad, like an apple, carrots and fucking cucumber for a snack and stuff with some cashews. And someone's like, hey, I decided to buy pizza for everybody. And I'm like, fuck! I can't turn down free pizza. That's just fucking wrong.
I think there's actually a law. Isn't there a law against turning down free pizza? Yeah. I think you can get fined for that.
Yeah, and then after that, it's like, oh, look, we got fucking red velvet cake, too. Like, oh, okay, I'll have two pieces. I don't know why I said two, but I'm going to eat two because it's Christmas. And so what inevitably happened was yesterday, a bunch of people were, sorry, Chris, we're going back to me for a second.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care, dude.
We decided to do my department does this every year. They do a biggest loser competition. So whoever loses the most weight in 3 months, and everyone puts in $50. And the winner last year took home $1,400.
Holy shit.
Yeah. She lost
That's
40 pounds.
That's incentive right there, bro.
It is incentive. But I have like a really small mark. It's 15 to 20 maybe. And it's a percentage. So it doesn't really matter how much.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, if you get some dude who's 300 pounds and he loses 100, it's not the same as you losing 30.
For a week and oh my God, 20 pounds gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so it's just funny how that all started. And then we all started talking about that. We're all motivated. And then today, there's some Christmas party happening for some other department. They're like, we have so much food left over. Who wants some? We're like,
oh, that's next week for us on probably Wednesday. I think we have our typical holiday lunch.
Oh, I kind of miss that.
Man, they bring so much food. It's oh man. But, and then, we celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas. So it's double the junk food. And, my family loves to bake. So there's just fucking platters of cookies and pastries and five cakes. And it's we usually have a full dessert for every person at the table. That's how much dessert is at my holidays.
You're going to save me some, right? I'm going to be in town on the 25th.
Hey,
dude,
we can make that happen. We can make that happen.
All right. Just saying, peanut butter. Anything.
Cool. Other than that, I've been, the biggest thing I've been keeping up with lately is football. So, and I'm not going to talk to you guys about that. So, I think that's it.
Cool.
I played some new games. So let's talk about that. Cause that's what I want to talk about.
That stuff.
Jason, what are you playing, dude?
Dude, really not too much. I've been sick and super busy and that's not letting up anytime soon. So just a little bit of a few different things. Last night I got the urge to pop in Dark Souls for whatever reason.
Okay. I saw you playing that and I was going to be
I'm like what the fuck? I really miss this game and I haven't played too much of it.
I miss getting beat up.
Yeah. And it took me, man. Oh, I love that game. I get that game. Right. But it always comes to a point where I'm just fuck this. Why am I doing this?
Why do I hate myself?
That initial tutorial level and the right up until the first the Taurus demon. Dude, I've got that down and it's almost zen for me.
Yeah, you can do it blindfolded backwards, making a sandwich.
It feels so good. It's okay, I know this dude's coming.
It took you 25 hours to get to that point.
Yeah, but once I get to that Taurus demon, it's it seems a 50-50 for me. And if I don't kill that Taurus demon, fuck this game. Fuck this game. And that's exactly what happened.
Dude, you were fighting that thing in Innis Fest 3.
Rage quit on
it. You rage quit on Dark Souls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get that disc out fast enough. Seriously.
Hey, I have a rage quit story for later, so.
I'm trying to think of what the hell else. It's weird because I think I'm caught up in like all of my end of the year stuff.
Game of the year,
Hitman
yeah.
Absolution. So I've been like, and I bought that actually. That and Skyrim. I finally like purchased.
Oh, you didn't buy Skyrim before?
No, I had, you know, borrowed it from work or whatever and, you know, got to a certain point. And,
were you not on the, I guess you weren't. Never mind.
No, but yeah, I picked that up and I think that's actually what I've been playing the most. That's
such
been
a good game.
Yeah.
I played a little bit more of that last week.
I really need to get back to that. I really want to. I haven't played it since like February. It's crazy.
Now is not the time. You guys.
No, it's
got
the worst time
stuff.
In the world.
I know.
To play
it really
it.
Is the worst time to play because there's so many other games I need to play right now.
I got points dedicated to Dragonborn or, and I'm
cool.
Just gonna put it aside. And
then, that's what, rekindled my bug actually. We did a test chamber at work, a little video preview for Dragonborn. I'm like, oh, that looks awesome. I finally got to do this. And
some may call that the industry of Game of the Summer.
True.
But most probably wouldn't.
Yeah, true.
But no, GameStop was running this weird deal, like, you know, for relatively old games. You know, like you trade them in, you get like 15, 20 bucks. And I'm like, okay, I got
so like
2 month
old
shit.
Games kind of thing?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And I got like 60 bucks. Worth of stuff, and I'm like, fuck it, give me Skyrim. I still had some money left over, so I got Hitman Absolution, which was on sale for like 30, and I'm like,
were you able to find one of the limited edition ones for like mad cheap, or just the regular one?
For Skyrim? No, yeah. I actually just got a PC download.
Oh, nice, okay.
I like my laptop an awful lot. It's
cool.
Been very, very good to me.
That's cool.
Still continues to be.
Playing with a controller?
Yes, actually. Nice. Believe it or not.
I had to.
For a controller, so yeah.
I had to.
I've really warmed up to the whole controller thing.
Yeah, me too.
If you're not playing a Twitch shooter, why not, right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. I actually switched over to a controller on Far Cry.
I did too.
It's just so much easier.
It feels a lot better, for whatever reason. You know, speaking of Vitas, I fucking got one of those too.
You did?
Nice.
Finally.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the...
Christmas present to you?
Yes. Kind of like it's actually a gift, like a gift card from the in-laws and stuff.
Okay.
I brought that to. I swear to God, I'm not just trying to plug GameStop, but hey, I get a discount there off of these stuff.
Yeah.
So I picked up a PS Vita, a black one, for like $180.
Nice.
With tax, like complete.
So are you on PlayStation Plus at all?
Yeah, I am. So I had a fuckload of games to download.
No doubt.
Actually, I didn't have to download anything because I just took the memory card out of the Vita I was using from work and put it in the new one.
That's
so,
right.
Can you do that? Just copy them right over there and then just be like...
That seemed to work. I did like deactivate the system first.
Yeah, you have to do that.
And then bring the memory card.
So the one at work was
basically
you were the one playing it or they just didn't care about it? Okay.
It was apparently one of the first like English ones that we got in.
Yeah.
And I had just... You know, just I wanted to try shit out, so I put my account on there, and apparently it was locked in, so nobody else could use it.
No one else could use it.
But nobody said anything, you know, so I took it home, and I'm like, shit, it's still got all my stuff on it. That's all right, cool. So
that's
cool. I went crazy with the PlayStation.
Yeah, I downloaded all that stuff.
Ulterior Motives by Jason.
Yeah. But man, dude, I carry it with me, like, all the time.
It really is a great system. I am very sad that they're not handling it very well.
If there are games on there that you're interested in, it's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, for
and,
sure.
Yeah,
Rayman
it's my go-to
looks
like Netflix player. Yeah, Rayman's great. You know, as much
Persona
as I don't want to pimp like Metal Gear Solid, you know, the HD collection because it's missing Peace Walker.
Yeah,
and
Peace
stuff.
Walker.
But man, it's very well optimized for the Vita. I love playing that. Hmm. All the shit on PlayStation Plus, the Instant Game Collection.
Dude,
it's almost worth it right there. You know, Wipeout, that Uncharted thing, whatever.
Uncharted.
Mutant Blob Attacks, Gravity
that
Rush.
Uncharted trailer. That's like 4 hours.
But I've been playing a shitload of PlayStation All-Stars on that too.
Yes.
And it's
I
got
still
a
need
like,
to get that.
Cross-save as well. Like, I can actually, you know, unlock a bunch of stuff, you know, like menial tasks, you know, doing the trials on the Vita, and then I go into the PS3 version, and you know, it just transfers over. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, cloud save for the win.
Yeah, works out quite nicely.
Good stuff.
So I'm really, really happy with the Vita purchase. And then, you know, of course, we've got Monster Hunter coming up and Phantasy Star Online 2. I'm going to get.
They have the new Sly Cooper game that's going to be cross-buy.
Yeah. What was that? Thieves in Time or something like
something
that?
Something like that. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
I also started to play a little bit of the Jack and Daxter collection.
Okay.
Because I've never really played Vita, much.
I haven't either.
No.
It's not on Vita. No, it's PS3.
Okay. Yeah.
I've not spent much time with Jack and Daxter. They always seem like a cooler, like a more hip, extreme, radical Ratchet and Clank.
I like Ratchet and Clank.
I do too. I do too. But it's like, you know, they just a little more edgy, you know?
Okay.
But, you know, I would always confuse the two, you know? It's like Ratchet and Clank. They're just so, like, interchangeable.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. Especially when they had that 1 year when they both had those commercials that were basically exactly the same for each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember them. It was when Jack 2, I think, was coming out. I'm pretty sure it was Jack 2 or Jack 3. And it was when the first Ratchet game was coming out. And they were both, I'm pretty sure the same advertising firm did the commercials for both of them. And they were both very, very similar about showing off, like, different guns and stuff like that. Because that's when Jack had all the cool, like, a bunch of guns and stuff, too.
That's the thing is I always kind of written off Jack and Daxter because I thought that it was just kind of a, like a Ratchet and Clank clone or something.
Yeah.
Or they were just trying to, you know, be a little more edgy, a little more rad or whatever. So, but yeah, I think I've finally come, you know, to grips with that. And I'm like, well, they've made like five different games. There's got to be something good here. So I'm like,
Jack
3
is really good.
Yeah, and that's what I'm playing right now, actually, is Jack 3, and I'm loving it. I'm like, okay, all right, this shit is legit.
I think that might have actually been the last PS2 game I bought.
Jack 3?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know if it came out before or after Final Fantasy 12, but...
You should get that collection, man.
It's only like $30, right?
Yeah. Yo, speaking of legit, Devil May Cry.
I love it.
Did you guys play the demo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked
absolutely.
About
we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, it's legit.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Can't wait. It's January, let's go. I'm ready.
It is a lot easier on normal, that's for sure. But I don't mind that because I don't like too hard. I'm too old now to play really hard. I played Devil May Cry 3 after
my reactions
the demo,
aren't
like,
as good
fucking
anymore.
Hard. Yeah. It's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple that I'm forgetting, but you know what? They couldn't have been that important. I will interject and interrupt you guys once I think of them.
That sounds like the plan.
But yeah, pretty light and moderate, you know.
That's a lot of Vita talk though, man. I like it.
Yeah. I love that system.
Cool. Jeff, what's up?
Oh, not much. I played some Devil May Cry demo thing. I'm going on like a demo thing.
You've talked about the past 3 weeks.
But the DMC demo?
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's usually my like demo. I'm like sitting there like, what should I play tonight? I'm like, I'm going to play the DMC demo again. And then like that or the Need for Speed demo or the Forza Horizon demo, just because I haven't bought anything like in a while, right, since Halo.
I was going to say, aren't those out now?
Yeah, they're all out. It's just that it's my budget this year for gaming. So I asked for a bunch of them for Christmas. So I'm kind of going through and playing all these things to be like, okay, say I don't get these for Christmas. What am I actually going to buy? Like, if I don't get any games for Christmas, or I only get, like, one or something. So that's kind of why I'm doing it. Just because I just, you know... for some reason, when I have a game, like, a little short, little snippet of gameplay, I have no problem repeating that over and over and over again. But get me to play, like, the same level in a game I bought, like, two or three times, I'm like, fuck this. Like, I just want to progress, damn it. But, I played some of that. Played some Most Wanted thing again. I played some XCOM. Actually, multiplayer. Mm-hmm. I tried that out.
Oh, whoa. Wow. How's that?
Different. It was actually Captain Harlock and I were just on chat one day. Like, what are we going to play? What you want to play? I'm like, I don't really feel like I want to play this. Let's try the XCOM demo or XCOM multiplayer. So it's kind of cool. You go against each other and you set like a certain amount of points. So like it's like 20,000 points. And that brings you to a menu where you're basically outfitting your soldiers and how many soldiers you have, but everything costs points. So. Yeah, so you have 20,000 points. Like, it'll cost 800 points to put another soldier in there. And you can have up to six. Or you can have, like, three crazy super soldiers, like, fucking
that are decked out.
Shit. Yeah, they're decked out, but then you only have three versus six. So you kind of have this balancing act of...
Are you using your troops, or are you using...
No, you're not. Like,
oh,
I, that's
wow.
What I thought
so they don't even have the abilities that... They might not even have the abilities that you've got in the game.
Well, I had access to, like, every... Like, I don't have plasma weapons in my single-player game, but I had plasma weapons in the multiplayer.
What about like
and
the skills? Psychic
stuff. Like I could. Be
oh, okay, yeah.
They're pretty well maxed out.
Okay, yeah. So they you can unlock the abilities you need based with the points.
Yeah. So basically, like if you want the guy to have like the best armor, it's going to cost like 1,400 points. But if you don't want him to have like that high armor, it'll be like 100 points or something. Okay. It's like so it seems kind of balanced, but because we really we're not too far in the single player, we didn't really know what was, and we were just kind of like I made one kick ass fucking dude like totally maxed out sniper. And then I had like a bunch of kind of peons, and you can actually have the aliens in there too. You can have like the skinny guys, like the
thin men, yeah.
The thin men. You can have like actually, I think you can have all the aliens in there. But the thing is, you can't deck them out; they just come like as a default.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and that was kind of cool. Then it just throws you in there, and you're basically playing like you're playing the single player. Just like you each take turns. You can set the time limit on how long it takes someone to do a turn. And we put it on the default, which is 120 seconds. And 120 seconds doesn't seem long. When you're just moving your guys around to find where the other guy is, because you have the whole fog of war thing. So, but then once the two teams engage in each other, 120 seconds seems like nothing. Because you're like, fuck, do I want to like move this guy here or do this guy? And you're spending.
Yeah, because
like,
you spend all your time figuring out where to move into cover and whether you, and who you're going to fire with and who's going to be on Overwatch. And
yeah,
I can totally see that.
It took, like, there was about three turns where both of us got about halfway through. Our characters and was like time's up and had to switch over like son
of
a bitch. Yeah, and it put us on a really bad map. Like where I was, I went down, there's a bunch of cars I could hide behind, but cars are the worst thing to hide behind.
Because, yeah, because if they get shot, they blow up.
And what side he started on was a bunch of like brick walls and stuff and buses. And I was like, this sucks. Because once we actually engaged, I couldn't really move anywhere. And, but yeah, it was kind of cool. I could see it if you get down to like a formula. Like, I want to say it's balanced. But it probably isn't because if someone really knows how to deck out their dudes and stuff right against someone who doesn't, then it's kind of like, there's no like randomized button or like, I just want to be like good at, I wish it had like, I want to be good at like this type of play, like, my defense sucks, but this is good. Like, so it just auto pick stuff for you. It doesn't do that. You really got to go through like every little slot and pick what you want and everything. So like even setting up took like 15 minutes. And then we're finally like, what the fuck are we doing? But it seemed pretty cool. I think it does save it though. I think if you set up your like squad, I think it saves it, so if you play multiplayer again, it's automatic. Like, if you want to go with that group of people, you can just do that, which is kind of cool. It's not something I think I could really get into, but it was fun to dick around with for, like half an hour or whatever.
That's cool.
Hmm. Halo 4, of course. Street Fighter, played Street Fighter 4. Yeah, you weren't around last week. You know what I've gotten back into? Burnout. Paradise.
Really?
I saw you.
That is one of those games that you can just easily pick up and play again.
I have, like, literally, I play that every night, and I've gotten further than I've gotten when I first got the game.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why is I had no idea. My biggest problem with that game was when you're doing the races, and because it's such an open city, I got frustrated with not knowing where to go, because it didn't have, like, a GPS-type line to your destination where the finish line was.
Right.
I had no idea that on the top of the screen it would show the street that you're on. And then when it came to a turn that you needed to go in the right direction, it would flash in either the far right or the far left. And then then it goes across the screen. Once it gets to the middle, that's when the turn is.
Right.
I didn't know that the first time I was playing this game. And that's why I think I got so frustrated with the race. I'm like, I just want to do road rage over and over again. I'm like, this is fun. But other than this, I'm like, oh, every car's turning one way. I'm not going that way. And I'm like, shit, this is fucking awesome.
The one thing that really made Burnout Paradise a lot easier for me to handle is when they put in the ability to restart a race.
Yeah, that was
instead of having to drive back to the starting line.
Yeah,
because that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I could see that. I didn't really have that problem the first time because I didn't play it too much. Those ones, but this one I definitely failed a couple of races. I was like, I can see how this is an ass because some of these races are pretty long. You're going from one end of the city to the other, and it's like, and you lose. It's like, fuck, I don't want to go all the way back there. I'm glad they patched that in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wait a second. Speaking of racing, weren't we supposed to play Sonic?
Yes.
All-Stars?
Yes, we are.
Transformed? So I brought that motherfucking game home.
Yeah.
And started playing it, because I wanted to troll you motherfuckers with
Danica
Patrick. And I unlocked her, but I didn't... neither of you guys have it.
I just haven't bought it yet. I'm going to get it.
Oh,
I just haven't bought it yet. I'll get it on
game's
Saturday.
So good.
Is it?
It is, kind of, mostly.
Well, it's like
I prefer the first one, I'll be honest.
Really?
But I don't like the...
But you get to turn into a Dreamcast controller.
That's cool. I like that. I don't know. It is actually a little bit jarring, changing into, you know, a boat and then a plane. And
about
I don't like
what?
The flying controls. I don't know. Whatever. It's still
looks fun.
It's only like, I guarantee you on our box name, it's what, $40 retail at the game?
Yeah, it's $40 retail.
I'll pick it up. I'll grab it for that. I want to get the first one I never did. I'll definitely get this one.
Right. Sorry to interrupt. I knew that it was going to happen, though. I warned you guys.
Well, I didn't realize we made a for that week we were going to play it. But because I remember you mentioned we were talking, we need to play Street Fighter. I also picked up Sonic thing, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I don't have that yet. I'll go with Street Fighter. After playing Burnout, though, I played some Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. I didn't urge to play that. Man, going from 60 frames a second racing game to 30. That shit is jarring as hell. I didn't think that'd be, when you play Need for Speed game just by itself, you think that's pretty smooth. But then when you go from Burnout and play that, it's the sense of speed isn't quite there, even though it is, because it just seems like it's not as tight with controls. I don't know if it's just an input thing or it took me a good 10 minutes or a good couple races to actually get it down or actually see in the distance well enough. And it seemed like things crept up me way quicker in Hot Pursuit. Not because you're moving faster, just because the frame rate's literally cut in half. And it just seems
weird.
Which kind of got me kind of iffy on if I really want Most Wanted.
Yeah, Most Wanted is, from what I understand, Most Wanted is hey, it's Burnout, but it's at 30 frames per second.
Exactly.
With licensed cars. And that's... Well,
it does look really pretty, though.
Yeah.
That's a trade-off. It looks a lot better, but it's just Burnout's just so smooth. I am so happy. If we do a game of the our game of the year that we have, whatever, we had that, I can't
game remember, of the last year.
Yeah, this isn't even the game of the last year. This is the game of the fucking forever ago. But man, that game is fun shit. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Not nothing new here at all.
Cool.
Chris,
let me see if I can go over. I played quite a few things because we're gearing up for the end of the year and we're going to be doing.
I'm excited for this.
Our game of the year
show.
I've
seen you play some wacky off the wall stuff.
I've been on Steam quite a bit lately. So I was playing Mark of the Ninja. Finally booted that sucker up. I like that a lot, but it's weird because you think about when it's made by the same guys that did Shank. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So which is kind of a straight up action brawler.
Yeah, straight up action brawler, right? So it's it's almost like a 2D character action game to an extent. Yeah. And they do this game and I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be an action game, but you go in and it's almost like it's more of a puzzle platformer. Cause if you do it right, you never actually get into a fight. You have to figure out where you're going to be and how you're going to approach and kill guys. So it's not as much action as it is strategy on where you're going to go. And how
it's
you're going to approach.
It's a stealth game.
It is a, right, exactly. But
it's a stealth game.
But it's also what I'm, and that's the thing. It's like,
I
but
wouldn't call
most,
Splinter Cell a puzzle game, though.
Yeah. True. Right. But I guess my point is that I've found that I don't not kill anyone with a stealth assassination.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean,
I can see where you're going because it does show you a good layout of the level, and it's kind of you got to figure out what's the easiest way to take these guys.
Yeah, and you get
whatever.
To peek in and kind of see where it is. But it's a stretch.
Really.
It's a stretch. Yeah. But it kind of felt.
I think
that way
if it wasn't
bit.
2D, I don't think you'd think that. I think it's
like, oh, absolutely no. There's no. I probably wouldn't. But I love that. I went through probably about a stage and a half. I was trying to get a couple of things in the same day, but I really really like it. So I'll definitely be going back to that. After I finished playing that, I moved over to The Walking Dead, which I ended up getting. I got that on Steam a while back, and I started playing it. And I didn't even finish the first chapter yet, but so far, it's you had to make that first hard decision, in that first chapter, that first choice, and I took the one that was obvious to me. And then you don't act, it's everyone understands that people die in this game. So it's the first time where you have to choose who you're going to save. And, I made my obvious choice and thought maybe I can get over and save the other guy too.
Nope.
So
live with it.
Yeah. We got to live with that.
Hold that.
I'm not allowed back there anymore. Let's just put it that way. It's a really good game. I was impressed. I love the presentation. I love the visual style. I think it's, very unique for that type of game. So that's helpful. That keeps me interested because it's, you know, it's different. And I like being able to load up something different and play. So, so I'll definitely be getting back to that again before Game of the Year show. Played a lot of Far Cry. And,
yes.
I did. And this is where I'm going to go to back to what Jason said. I had a rage quit moment on Far Cry. And it was one of those things where I was trying to get to a, wanted dead mission. And, you know, they're just, it's like, Jeff, the wanted deads are like, they're on a bulletin board. You go up and you basically accept the mission off of
so a, it's, yeah, it's like
off of a board. Or, yeah, or Borderlands or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Kill this motherfucker mission.
Yeah. So they have a little icon on the map and they show you where this mission, where it starts. So I'm heading over that direction and I swear to God, I tried like 5 times to get to this damn thing and I died every fucking time. I was like, it was crazy. And every single way,
I killed you.
Every time it was a different way that I died. So like the first time I'm like sneaking around. I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm not getting spotted by the troops. There's like enemy troops around. All of a sudden 2 Komodo dragons come out and fucking kill me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn it. So now I get out and I'm looking around. I'm watching for Komodo dragons and I'm looking around and I see a Komodo dragon. And he's coming towards me, and I mm-hmm. kill him. All of a sudden, a Jeep comes around a corner, and like 5 guys jump out, and they fucking just kill me. So, and, you know, I'm like, all right. So, complete randomness in this game, and like, there's always that, and Jason, I think you said it the best. There's always that sense of danger. You're never safe.
Constant.
You're never safe in this game.
From any direction. You're never safe. Like, you think, you know, you like mapped out that entire fucking outpost. It's like, you've got everybody marked. It's like, okay, I'm going to go and do this. And then you get raped by a fucking ostrich. And you're running from the ostrich and you inadvertently run into the camp and it fucking alerts every dude. And then the reinforcements come and then fucking jeeps and then the fucking dingoes. Oh God. And then you're like, fuck it. I'm just going to run into the water. And then there's
sharks.
Oh yeah. I did that.
Then you
I did
trip
that.
Over
I,
a rock and I, bust I, your head I, off the dock and die.
I killed I don't remember. I think I was hunting the boars or something like that, but I killed something and I went up to skin it and he just happened to fall next to the water and I didn't think about it. I walked up and I get close to it and I'm my reticule is down and I'm about to hold X to skin it. All of a sudden I die and this alligator came out of the water and just fucking ate me.
Yo, those are the scariest things.
It scared the shit out of me. It surprised the hell out of me.
I'm usually pretty cool. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of scary. I'm like, ah,
and the next, no. but that's the thing. It's like you learn, you learn real quick. Cause like the next time I went and I was hunting, I saw a dead pig or whatever the fuck it was that I could go over and skin. And I saw it and I looked in the water and I could see like in the water, I could see the alligator. And you know what I did? I shot him right in the fucking head with an arrow. That's what I did. Yeah. And then I went over there and I got some gator leather. That's what I did.
Yeah.
So, oh man, it's such a good game. I'm so enjoying it. And I love that there's many different ways that you can get around stuff. And like the second tower that you have to bring online, there's like, it's on your way to your destination for the mission that you're on. But in between the tower and your destination is like 2 Jeeps with like 8 guys, like 5 guys, 8 guys, something like that. And I'm thinking, there's no way I'm getting through this. There's no way I'm going to, because there's no place to hide. I don't have a sniper rifle yet. I'm not going to be able to kill all these dudes and get through. Well, it just so happens there's like a boat a little further up the water. It was like a jet ski and I just jumped on the jet ski and I crossed over the water. The bay, and I got to my destination that way. So they give you like so many different ways that you can approach things. And I think that's what makes it feel like it's more of a living world compared to some other open world games that don't really feel that way. So I've only played probably about 3 or 4 hours of this game, but I already know that it's going to be on my game of the year list because I'm having that much fun playing.
Good.
So
good.
It's really good. So I beat XCOM. I didn't mention that yet.
Yay!
Yeah, I ended up, on the last mission. I think I lost like 3 or 4 guys total throughout the game. But on the last mission, there's those guys that take over your mind. And I had one of them, like the main bad guy took over one of my snipers and I could not free him. He was pretty much, under the enemy control the entire fight. And the actual boss took him over. So he was under mind control the entire fight. And it was one of my snipers and he was kicking my ass. So, by the time it was all said and done, I had two guys that had like two health left. So I didn't lose anybody, but I almost did. I came pretty close. What else? Oh,
that ending?
Oh, just, yeah. Okay. How about it? That was fucking that ending? Shit. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Yeah. Moving on. That's how good the ending was. After
that game having any ending at all.
Really. Yeah. It's really the whole story is throwaway, right? It's all about the gameplay. Exactly. The other game that I played was, Okami HD. I booted that up and my God, is it beautiful on the PS3.
Cool.
It is really, really pretty. I mean, they're still like the, you know, they still have it's PS2 geometry, right? But they just made all the textures nice and smooth. And you really can't even tell that it's PS2 geometry because of that. You know, they did a really good job, making it look amazing. So it's, you know, I think it's $20, something like that. If you guys I think it's $20. If you haven't played Okami, it's well worth it. It's well worth it. Game. Let me think. I think that's it. I did buy a couple of new things that I haven't started yet. I just nabbed Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for $12, brand new. So that's being shipped right now. And I found, I don't know, I don't know what compels me to buy this game, but for $10, I found Sorcery. And I was like, what the fuck? You know?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I was like, I have this Move controller that I never use, so I might as well make the most of it. So I purchased
Sorcery?
I bought Sorcery, yeah. $10, dude. It's $10. It's $10.
So that's $10 that you didn't have to spend.
Nah, whatever.
That's a fucking lunch.
Hey,
won three lunches for me, man.
I won the weekly pick and pull the other day. So, you know, it makes sense.
Oh, so you went and bought Sorcery. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's fucking great. Speaking of things you don't need.
At least mine's only $10. But, that's it for me. So I'm good to go. Jeff, why don't you give us some news?
Let's do some news. Quick news. Well, this related back to we talked about like a long time ago, a feature. I think we did a feature about it. Something to do with like consoles, like longevity in Japan or whatever. Oh, maybe we didn't. We definitely talked about it on the show. But 3DS apparently surpassed the lifetime PS3 sales in Japan after its second year.
You know, that really doesn't surprise me very much.
No, that's what I'm saying. It just shows you, I think consoles are pretty much dying in Japan. I don't think they really care about them much anymore.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily that they're dying. I just think that portables are so much more
popular.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they have so much commuting time in Japan. You know, cause you're always, I mean, most people that work in like Tokyo, they live freaking 2-3 hours away by car. So they get on like the speed trains into the city, you know, so.
And they live in like those little coffin cubes sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can't really put a 360 in there.
True.
Right?
If those numbers were comparable to the last gen consoles, but they're really not. Like the PS3 hasn't even done close to what, the PS2 did. The 3DS isn't even doing as close to as well as what the DS did. It's just that after 2 years, it's already surpassed PS3 sales. And they already know they don't give a shit about 360. And PS3 sales have already always been slow in Japan. So it's kind of like, I think it comes down to everything you guys just said, commuting, doing whatever the hell you have to. I just think their lifestyles are now more towards portable gaming. And I think they're just not really doing too. Cause right now, the consoles are, all the Japanese made stuff, they can run on like everything. That's why like PSP is so big there still. Cause they're still putting stuff on PSP because all the games that they like playing aren't exactly like big budget stuff that you see in the Western side of games. And they're not interested in that stuff. And that's what's all going to the consoles. That's over here. So I think it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah. We're more graphics horse over here.
We like our games complicated and shit. And they don't like that. So, that's just kind of crazy how you look at it here. It's kind of the opposite. Unless it's like a iOS or Android.
Well, yeah, I think in that respect, it's portable gaming here is slower because of dedicated portable gaming is slower because of how popular mobile gaming has become. Yeah. So.
Fucked up.
Oh, I got I ordered an Android controller too, by the way. So.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I got what? Why?
Because it was free.
Yeah. Oh, because it was
free. Oh,
free's
always good.
Yeah.
Because it was only 30 bucks.
Yeah, they've got. You know, like two or three different programs out there where you can actually sync up a PS3 controller.
Yeah, this was one of the ones that actually has the little holder that pops out and you can stick your phone in there and it actually looks like a little portable console. And they were seriously giving them away for free.
Yeah, it makes your phone the size of an Atari Lynx, but it's pretty cool.
Right. No, it's more like a really fat PSP. But
it's not bigger than my phone though.
No, you got a Note
too,
right?
Note, right?
Yeah, I got that Note.
The thing is huge.
5 inches, dude. That's
five,
a big ass screen.
Yeah, 5.5, right?
It's like as big as a fucking PS Vita screen.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, 5.5 is big, damn it.
Savage.
Oh, God, I hope so. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, Diablo 3, there was rumors a long time ago that Blizzard was looking for, like, people to come work for them that had console experience. I was like, oh my god, Diablo 3 is coming to consoles. And they actually came out and said, hey guys, guess what? We have Diablo 3 playable, up and running, on consoles. However, it's not an official project
this
yet.
This is not an announcement that it's coming to consoles.
We're just saying that we have Diablo 3 up and running on consoles.
But that means nothing.
That means so it's coming to consoles, but it's coming to consoles. I don't know. I think they're like maybe fishing for a publisher. They could probably publish their own. Oh, it would be EA. Activision.
Activision. Yeah, they already have a publisher.
Yeah, so what the
fuck?
They're
good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Why would they say that? That's just fucking retarded. That's like such a tease though to people who like might not have a decent PC. It's like, just to let you know. Oh yeah, it works on consoles. It's fucking awesome. But you know,
it's not coming to consoles. So.
Yeah, it's not coming. We just have it here for fun, you know. Like on our guys lunch break and stuff, you know, they work on it and play it and stuff. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of cool.
They've only got two buttons mapped, but that's all that they really need.
Yep.
I might buy it again if it came to consoles.
Is it like, would you buy it if it was $60?
No. No, I would wait until it went on sale, but I could see myself buying it again.
I think it would make a killing if they even released it as like $20 or $30 on like Xbox Live PSN. I think it would be pretty crazy.
I don't think that will happen.
Oh, of course not.
It will launch at $60.
Blizzard and
Activision,
no doubt. Dude. Yeah. W60. Anyway, Hitman trilogies are the new hotness the last couple years.
Yes.
Yep. They're gonna make a HD trilogy of the Hitman.
For Hitman.
Yeah.
Is Hitman super popular? Because I never got into it. So.
I think it's like
I don't want to call it cult.
Yeah, it's bigger than cult.
There are some really strong followers.
Some big fans.
Series. Okay.
I would say
it's almost like a niche. Genre in and of itself. You know. Like, it's not quite like Splinter Cell. Like, when people think of Hitman, they don't say it's like a stealth action game. They just say it's a Hitman game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like its own thing. And it's people who love it really love it. It's like, but it's bigger than something that's like a cult following. It's just, it's kind of hard to say, really. It's kind of its own. I want to say it's like Monster Hunter. It's not even close to Monster Hunter. Everyone fucking loves Monster Hunter, but it's just like, I don't know. Not everyone loves Monster Hunter. I mean, Monster Hunter has a shitload of.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's cult following. That's really what it is. So.
But a huge one. Yeah, this is I've played Hitman games, but I've never been like they're so awesome.
Right.
The new one does look awesome.
You haven't played Absolution.
No, I asked
that
for
one's really awesome.
Maybe if I'm lucky, Santa might bring that to me.
Anyway,
we talked about this actually on a feature, and we touched on it last week with the whole Steam big picture mode.
Yes. Oh, I tried that out too. Very cool.
It is cool. Except for I thought it was really cool the first time until I tried it like this week, and a lot of my games don't seem to want to work on it for some reason.
Nope. So, there's a lot that don't support it yet.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks. Portal 2 being one of them. And I was like, what? Portal 2 should be like one of them. Well, I don't know if it doesn't support it or just something's wrong with my shit, but I don't know. It wasn't working.
I thought Portal 2 did support it.
Portal 2 and Left 4 Dead, I tried both of them. Actually, the only games that did work...
Left 4 Dead but definitely is supposed to have full support.
Yeah, for some reason, mine would get to the title screen and just go right back to the menu. Right back to like the Steam thing. I think it might be something to do with, may have to update them or something. I have no idea. But the only games that seemed to work when I did it were the games that I didn't buy through Steam, which is really fucked up. But
That is weird.
That shouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't think it's
any
correlation. Exactly. I don't think it has something to do with. The same thing happened with Torchlight for a while back in the day. Torchlight just would not work on my new PC, and then randomly it started working. So I don't know what's up, and I'm computer like PC tarded. So I don't know.
I meant to tell you, Jeff, because we were talking about the Far Cry issues that I had last week with like settings and shit.
Yeah.
I actually did. I was able, like, after I got all my drivers updated. And like yesterday, last week I said I had everything on very high.
Yeah.
This week I kicked everything up to ultra.
Yeah.
Turned DirectX 11 back on and jumped to the anti-aliasing and it's still like 60 frames.
Oh, nice.
So I think you should be pretty good with your card. Cause we have the same card. It's just I have two of them.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you should be good. You'll be able to run it well at,
I just
want to
get
at good settings.
30 frames is fine. 30 frames is like high.
I think you'll get it. I think you'll get it.
Anyway, we talked about the whole Steam box thing, and we talked about it, whether or not Steam or Valve would have like a chance going head to head console. We actually said they probably wouldn't be going to compete directly with consoles, but Gabe Newell actually said recently that they do want to actually come out with something, PC type thing in the living room that actually competes directly head to head with consoles.
Let's do it.
Whatever Microsoft has, whatever Sony has, and they asked him in the interview, well, why wouldn't someone just hook up their PC? Because you can do that now. He's like, well, obviously there's that problem. They want to basically do a scaled down, more controlled, basically like a console that would be hook up to the Steam Big Picture mode and act exactly like Steam was, but be kind of like a scalable PC type thing. And they even got into detail saying how they might even release upgrades that were specific to this Steam box, so to speak, like quote unquote. That would be available for those people who wanted them to upgrade or whatever, but nothing, of course, has been announced, and he just said we have exciting things to look forward to maybe next year or so.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the article for it, but they even said that they are working with a console maker to actually get Steam running on a next-gen console.
Interesting.
I have not read that or heard that.
Yeah, because that would go exactly against what he said.
Not really, because they still would make money off of it being on, they would still get licensing money out of it.
True. I don't think that was their end game though. I thought their end game was to actually produce like a cheap, you know, essentially a PC.
Yeah.
Oh no, I understand, but at the same time, you can do both.
But they wouldn't get sales. I couldn't see them doing that right away. I don't see why he'd come out and make the statement then. Cause the obvious person to me would be Sony, cause they're the ones who are like, first of all, they make, you know, good hardware. Also, they're the ones who've been like the most open system, but I don't think they would do that as their first move.
No, I don't think they'll do it as their first move. I'm trying to find the actual article that I read it in, but I can't find it there.
Because that would be dumb. Because it's like if that thing would work, say on the PS4 or the next 360, whichever one he was talking about, then why the hell would anyone buy the Steam box? When you would have that plus whatever games are going to be on these other two consoles.
I would imagine that the Steam box would, it's hard to say.
Because then people would have PC, wouldn't have to buy this thing. And people would
one of the big, you know, benefits, and I think the movement, I guess, is what they're trying to do is, you know, to have like a standardized PC, you know, like a hardware profile. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, they're like, you know, they're the shit when it comes to digital distribution on the PC.
Fuck, you know?
Everybody wants to be on that platform.
Yep.
So you know what? Developers are probably going to be, you know, gearing their, you know, development towards that particular PC box.
And why not? Because they're already scaling that stuff down to what consoles are usually for the, like maybe not now. We'll talk into this more in the future, but they do that anyway. May as well have something out there that people are going to have that's cheap, people have access to, and if they can have fucking sales all the time and put pressure on Microsoft and Sony, who are like, here's our sale. Instead of paying $6 for this game, you can get it for $50.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you imagine that standardized or like, just that added benefit of like stability?
That'd be awesome.
Chris,
you just
mentioned with Far Cry. It's like, oh, I had to fucking update my drivers. Oh, it was such a headache. You were so pissed off at that game. But, you know, if you can have that security.
Just automatic do it for you.
Not having to worry about if this is going to run on my 100%
agree.
Shit.
100% agree with you.
Because that's one of the big drawbacks to PC gaming.
The big thing about it is that if they were going to make this, it's going to run Linux.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you're only going to have, you know, whatever Steam games actually pushed out a Linux version. So that's something else to look at. I have a feeling that if they did
Valve
this,
leading the charge, man, a lot more developers.
I agree. And that's what I was getting at. It's like, if they actually launch this console running on Linux, a lot more people will be, I mean, cause it's really not as big of a jump to move it from, you know, to move it to Linux, you know, but,
well, no one's going to care whether or not it runs Linux or not.
I know. Right. But what I'm getting at is that, that will actually entice the Linux crowd as well. And I think that's part of the whole thing. But here's the quote that I was talking about. So this is from Game Politics, which I'm not sure if how it's just rumor at this point. But it says Newell also hinted that it is already working on an updated Steam engine that would be capable of working on next-gen consoles. The likelihood of Microsoft and Sony cooperating with them on this seems impossible. So there's apparently a hint that they're doing that, but I could see, and just like Jeff said, I could see Sony cooperating to an extent, but I couldn't see Microsoft.
That'd be in direct competition with their, and I don't even think Sony would do it either, because that directly competes with their stuff too. It's just like their downloadable stuff. I think it's more of a,
but think of it this way.
If they can.
Think of it this way. If you can't compete with the prices that they're pushing out for the Steam box, for Steam sales on that Steam box,
yeah,
if you can't compete with those prices, why not make a buck off them?
Because making a buck off them is going to piss off the publishers and developers that make the games for their console specifically, that people are going to buy them on the Steam version of it for the same console.
That's true, but they could always make it so that it was only PC exclusive games.
Oh yeah, that's true. But yeah, but then they would, I don't see that
this
happening.
I don't either. I think I would put money on that.
That would not happen.
I would too. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm just kind of, I'm pushing that idea. You know, it's like, it is, I could see Sony kind of cooperating, but I agree with you because I don't see. It's like, yes, they could make money off of it, but yes, they will also piss off their partners. So it's hard to say.
I'd rather see Valve go head to head to them, because I actually think it's something that could actually maybe survive as a third thing, like that's just as good as the new Xbox, new PS3, or even better. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's like it would have that much steam. Sorry, but pun totally intended. But steam behind it, that it would do pretty
that's
well.
Really good, Jeff.
I'd like to see him.
I'm
do
still
it.
Smiling about that.
I am. I'm patting myself on the back. But yeah, I'd like to see it. I hope it comes true. I think that'd be really, really cool because Steam is pretty damn awesome. And I didn't think I'd like to have all my stuff on one hard drive. I'm all like a physical media guy. But after, even though a lot of the games didn't work, just having that entire library as on my TV, like going through like big picture mode, I'm like, this is really cool.
Big picture mode looks pretty awesome, dude. I have to admit. Yeah.
I'm like, pretty slick.
It's really slick.
It's very cool. But other than that, did you guys want to talk about the VGAs really quick? There's only really two things we really should talk about. Other than, I guess, the overall VGA awards, but we won't talk about the actual awards, but did you guys watch them?
I did, yeah.
I did.
Okay. Yeah. I liked them this year.
I did not hate them.
I was, thoroughly impressed, and that was probably because I came in with like zero expectations.
Yeah, I did too, but it was a huge improvement over previous years. It's like, I didn't feel embarrassed that I actually watched them.
Exactly. I didn't one time go, are you fucking kidding? Oh my God. Not once. Yeah. They cut the bullshit. They didn't have any stupid thing like people sticking to walls.
Right.
They did awards that show
Felicia Day like teabagging a muffin.
Yeah, exactly. Like some of the speeches were a bit okay. They're kind of trying too hard like to go to like the whole gaming crowd. But other than that, they gave out awards this time, actually, on TV. Like, not all of them, but they did like, quite a few.
They did like four.
They did more than that.
I'm exaggerating, of course.
They did two cool trailers, which essentially that's kind of what the show is about these days, is reveal trailers.
Oh, it's still 80% ads.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a big marketing show.
Yeah, and the performances were kept to a minimum. There was a few couple performances, and that was about it. But
which ones they did have? Most of them were classy.
They were all right.
Orchestral stuff. Yep.
I liked. Cool.
Tenacious D, whatever.
Tenacious D came out. I was like, oh, you guys
Linkin
are
Park
still
wasn't
around.
That bad. They actually did pretty good. I was like, yeah. Yeah, but I actually like that. That piece when they did all the bunch of the music and stuff, I thought that was really cool. I just didn't like how the fact they had the trailers running in the background and their sound was really high. So it was like, I want to hear the music. Just show the video, yeah. But don't have the sound effects going on.
I will say this. I really liked the way that they did the premiere of Last of Us because they had the guy solo playing the music first.
Yes.
And then after that, they faded in and he was still playing the music and they went to the trailer.
Was that just called the world premiere? Because I guess it was the first time televised on national TV.
It's world premiere because they felt like putting it on world premiere.
Okay. I was going to say.
It's a world premiere because that was brand new footage that they have not shown before. Okay. That's the only. Yeah, there was a lot of. Oh, God, I can't fucking wait for Last of Us.
I thought that Tomb Raider looked amazing.
Oh. Tomb Raider? Oh, my goodness.
Tomb Raider looked really
I have a feeling that that Jason's going to hate Tomb Raider, though, because I think it's going to be...
No.
It's going to be
no.
It's going to be Uncharted with Lara.
But probably I like more gameplay. Better. Maybe.
I don't think it's going to be much different. it's going to have
different tone, dude. Yeah. It is not fucking action blockbuster popcorn movie. Yeah, it's different.
But the two things I think we should okay that one of the big reveals was Dark Souls 2. That was really cool.
No brainer. You know? But I mean still very cool.
No what?
No
brainer.
I didn't
oh,
expect
no brainer.
It. I didn't expect it this soon, I guess.
I didn't expect it on the VGAs.
Yeah, like, I would expect
Call
that.
Call of Duty expansion or something like not near Dark Souls 2.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was cool. I was surprised, actually. I won't talk about this before we talk about the other game, but their game of the overall game of the year was Walking Dead.
I thought that, that's one of the things that thoroughly impressed me because they went that direction.
Journey got seven awards.
It got nominated for seven, and I think it got three or four.
Yeah, it won best soundtrack, best PS3
best independent game,
best independent game, and I think best downloadable game.
Yeah.
Did you guys happen to catch the pregame show? Essentially,
I saw some of it. Yeah.
They gave away some of the awards. They had a bunch of interviews with just people on the red carpet, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
But the last interview that they did was with Michael Packer.
Okay.
You know, the industry analyst or whatever.
Guy.
And they were like, you know, oh, so who do you think's gonna win this year? And he's like, it's probably gonna be like Assassin's Creed 3 or something. And they're like, really? Well, what about like Journey or Walking Dead? And he's like, oh no. No, there's no way. A downloadable game could win.
Now, is
a
he
game
saying that
year.
Because it's Spike TV, or is he saying that because
I don't, he's
yeah.
saying
I don't
it
know,
because he's a dumbass? I mean,
he is completely and totally a dumbass.
He really is. It's
like
if you look at the things he says,
still equate low price with low quality.
Yeah,
and he's like, "There's no way if one of those games wins, I'll eat my hat."
Hopefully, he enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Apparently, Telltale Games kept tweeting him pictures of Clementine's hat.
Nice. As, he put like salt on it.
That's funny. That can work both ways. It makes it taste better and it's salty.
Yeah, I just, it's like whenever I read an article from this guy, I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
I don't think he's that bad, to be honest. Like he's off on a lot of shit, but he's been bang on with a bunch of shit. None of the shit being like type of like what the game year would be. In terms of games, no. But in terms of like sales and projections, he's pretty good at that.
Yeah, but it's like his projections for sales is like Super Mario Brothers is gonna sell a lot of copies. It's like, oh, wow, thanks, dude. Yeah. I appreciate that. It's fucking enlightening. You know? I mean and then he just like when he thinks about things, when he predicts with quotes, air quotes, I'm not, you guys see that?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
When he predicts things, all he does is repeat them over and over and over and over until the person does it. It's like, I think Call of Duty is going to have a subscription service. And he said that like 18 times.
Let's be honest. If the guy was not that accurate, he wouldn't have a job. Like we remember him for all the shit he gets wrong. Not so much the stuff he gets wrong. Like he would not have a job. If he, the industry would be like, who the fuck is this guy? But he's, you know, he's employed by, what's it called? Is it, anyway, he's on Game Informer, or not Game Informer.
Game Trailers.
Game Trailers of all the time. So I don't know who he's actually employed by, but people actually, like, companies actually go to him. Like, he's an analyst and a consultant. If he didn't know his stuff, people would not go to him. It's just that I think we just remember all the shit that he's been way off on, and not the shit he's been right about. But I mean, then again, an analyst is like a fucking weatherman. It's like you can be
pretty
wrong
much,
70% of the time and still get paid a shitload of money.
Pretty much,
Yeah.
A lot of people use the people from Jersey Shore as spokesmen, too.
Are you Not spokesman. Say it. There's between spokesman and consultant.
Sure.
Big difference. Okay.
Just saying.
Totally different, but yes.
Oh my. What else we got?
The other thing was the what's it called, trailer, the Moby Dick Games. What's it called?
Phantom Pain. Yeah.
Which, in
the first 10 seconds, I'm like, that's really weird. This is like a Kane and Lynch game? What the hell?
Yeah, I was watching with Tanya.
I don't even remember this.
I was like, Kane and Lynch, because the one guy had the mask. And then the guy had the shit.
And the mullet.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, if it's not Kane and Lynch, maybe it's one of the, not Brothers in Arms, Army of Two. And like, there's two of them.
Yeah.
They can attack, something like that. And then there's one shot, I was like, ooh, this could be Metal Gear. And then I was like, no, it doesn't really look that Metal Gear-ish. And I was convinced, like, Army of Two or some kind of thing. What's it called? Well, you mentioned it. Fuck. Kane and Lynch. Yeah. But no.
It's totally not Kane and Lynch.
No, it's totally not Kane and Lynch. Totally not.
No.
No, it's totally Metal Gear related. Because apparently they showed Kojima was there at the awards and his team. They were all wearing shirts saying Moby Dick Games. And they were giving away shirts that said Phantom Pain and stuff like that to people who came to like the after party and stuff like that. So the big question was, did you see this? You saw the trailer, right, Chris?
I don't remember the trailer.
The big flaming whale?
Yeah, the big flaming whale. There's a quick snapshot of what looks like Psycho Mantis.
Was it at the beginning or the end?
It was the very beginning.
It was like one of the first things they showed.
I might have missed it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But now people are questioning, is this like a new Metal Gear game or is this going to be... Is this kind of ground zeros? Do they not know what they're going to call this game? Do they have two games in the making? Is one going to be next gen? Is one going to be current gen? What's going on? Moby Dick Game... It's Moby Dick Game Studios. The thing is MGS. Mm-hmm. Bunch of shit. Like, I don't know, something... Some other... The director of the game they showed is an anagram for Kojima. Anyway, it all points to Metal Gear.
The most telling thing is that they have not denied anything. Seriously, if you contact a PR company and
they don't deny them, it,
can you make a comment about this game? And it's not their game. They're going to say not our fucking game. Go elsewhere. And believe me, they're not saying anything like that.
Yeah.
They're just directing people to contact, Moby Dick Studios.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and I don't
take
know.
That for what it's worth.
It looked weird. Like I don't know if Chris, you didn't see it, but it starts off with like, it basically shows a character with missing an arm, taped up, bandaged. Another character, bandaged. You don't see him from the face, but he's got like a beard. He's crawling on the ground. They're in like a hospital type area. A whole bunch of shit's going down.
I'm actually watching it right now.
Yeah, people like murdering doctors and shit. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the thing that threw, like the end, the big fucking flaming whale, I was like, okay, maybe this is actually Moby Dick game. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I did maybe not this see this trailer. I must have missed it.
Maybe this is something brand new. But yeah, you know, just watch it and let us know when you're done. As we were.
We should move on, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that was really the VGAs in a nutshell. Like a huge improvement, like class-wise, even with... Samuel Jackson hosting.
Yeah, saying fuck every 2 seconds.
Yep. Still not a bad job.
I actually thought that was kind of clever.
That
in
was
some
actually
cases.
Really cool, actually. Yeah.
It's funny.
They did that with all the Game of the Year nominations.
Yeah.
He was in every single one of them.
Yeah.
That was good.
Did any of you guys watch on Xbox Live by chance?
It wasn't showing on Xbox Live in Canada.
Oh, shit.
I did not see it.
I didn't.
It was here, and I was super excited for it, because I'm like, oh, cool, I don't have cable, I'll just watch it on Xbox Live, and I thought it was going to be just like, you know, super small, like, SD window. Dude, it was full HD,
what?
I had no lag, no fucking buffering, it was
Smash
just
isn't
like
even
what...
HD, that's not fair.
It's, yeah, I was super
Wait,
impressed
what
with
was?
The VGAs.
No, what did he say? What's
no,
not
Spike,
an
H- Spike isn't in HD here, is it in HD
oh,
there?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I don't think, yeah, Spike doesn't have an HD channel in Canada. That sucks.
I was super impressed with the presentation and the tech, and I'm like, cool, man, more Microsoft events. Bring it.
But I was impressed overall. I'm like, you know what? I'd put it a tad higher than a lot of the MTV awards. Now,
oh,
I haven't watched those in years.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Man,
yeah, it's they're terrible. They're terrible.
Are they really?
Me and Tanya watched them just for like just to see how terrible it is, and I really like Justin Bieber, so. Yeah, that's it. I guess those are the two big things, I guess. Those are the two big... They showed... obviously, Chris, you saw the trailer for Lords of Shadow, too.
Lords of Shadow?
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty damn good trailer.
I like that
me
trailer.
Pretty pumped.
Yep. Now everybody knows.
Spoilers,
and
man.
Now everybody knows.
Yeah. That dude is Dracula.
Spoilers.
I like the way they're going.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
BioShock Infinite, a lot of gameplay from
that.
They showed
actual gameplay, like real gameplay.
Yeah, which is like hectic as hell. That looks pretty crazy. I'm not sure how I feel about it just yet, but
yeah, we'll see what happens. See how it all controls and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it looks cool. Delayed again. We didn't put that in thing, but that's delayed until March.
Take their fucking time with that.
Yeah. Okay. Polish that shit.
No doubt.
Anything else?
You about done that,
Chris? I want to talk about. If not, let's take a break and fucking move on with this.
Let's do it. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about if this console generation is lasting too long. Then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
Welcome back.
And both of you, welcome back.
Well, yes. Jason, you welcome show. Back too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, let's talk about this generation of consoles. Is this going on too long? Are we done? Are we ready for the next generation of consoles?
No, I'm poor. I can't afford a new one. I can't get married again.
Oh, that's right. That's how you got your PS3. Yeah. So yeah, we asked the question, is this console generation going on too long? And is the length of it hurting the industry? Because we've had a couple of people come out, in the industry, like Ubisoft and, Peter Molyneux, and say that it's been running too long. This generation's going on too long. And, you know, we wanted to get your guys' thoughts. So we got a couple of emails. So I'm going to pass it over to Mr. Jason A. Stryker, and he's going to read them for us.
It's my show.
My goddamn show.
Sup guys, this is Death Row on Retroids. So I'm not sure if this generation lasting this long is the core problem that causes the slowdown in the industry. It is the uncertainty of not knowing when a generation will end and start. Take a look at other areas of the technology industry. They all have clear roadmaps or stick to consistent patterns for when they release new technology, be it CPUs, smartphones, tablets, GPUs, laptops, etc. This allows people to prepare for these releases. It doesn't leave the people who invest money into making these platforms better with content guessing. If Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo signaled their intentions earlier on, they would probably lose out on some hardware sales towards the end of the generation. But I'd argue that giving game developers a much clearer idea on how the console cycle is going to progress will allow them to invest appropriately in games for both the coming generation and the current generation, keeping those on the current generation systems buying games and keeping the industry healthier. The uncertainty is, I'd argue, a big reason for the much talked about slump we're in at the moment. Thanks. Death Row.
Thanks, Death. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
I don't think
I agree with his thought process, because I think, cause the thing about the consoles being the things that makes what makes the console so, intriguing to consumers is that you don't have a new one every year. You know, you have one and it lasts you 5-6 years. He's comparing it to like CPUs, smartphones, and tablets that get released. And it's like, if you don't buy one, you're basically going to say, well, I'll wait until the next thing comes out. And then the next thing comes out and it's, you know, oh, I'll wait till the next thing comes out. And it's like a continuous waiting game. And eventually you have to just jump in. Whereas with the console, if you get a console, you know, that console is going to be the standard for, you know, 5-6 years. And I think that's, you know, a strength of the console market. And that's why I think there's so many console gamers. On the other hand, he says that, you know, giving the developers extra time, I'm pretty sure that I would bet that Sony and Microsoft already have gotten dev kits out to developers and they're already well into, you know, developers already know what's going on. I would bet. It's just us that don't know what's going on. So
I will say that we didn't see a shitload of stuff at E3.
Right.
You guys remember E3?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is definitely not going to be on this generation of consoles.
Yeah, I would assume that, like, two of the big games that stand out in my mind at E3 were Star Wars 1313 and, Watch Dogs. That was it from Ubisoft. And Ubisoft is one of the people that are saying that we've been in this generation too long. So I would bet that they have next gen hardware and they're working on Watch Dogs for the next gen.
Well, they weren't just saying that. They're saying it's taking too long. They're one of the main reasons because they can't get enough revenue from the new IP they put out because usually on a base level, when a new console comes out, a new IP has a way better chance of
Yeah, because there's not as much out there to buy.
Yeah, and people want something that's, oh my god, this finally like takes advantage of the hardware. Like, look at the PS3 and 360 launches. They're pretty bad. A lot of them were just PS2 and 360 ports.
Yeah, and then like Gears of War came out and that sold gangbusters because it was something
Saints
that really...
Row. Saints Row sold really well. It was like one of the first games that was like designed for this generation.
Yeah. And then things like Uncharted came out eventually and Lost Planet. That sold well, even though it wasn't the greatest game in the world. I liked Lost Planet personally, but.
I like the first one, yeah.
Yeah, the first Lost Planet. I actually enjoyed the first Lost Planet more than I enjoyed Gears of War, just because of the gameplay. Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But,
I think it's,
I don't think it's unheard of to have kind of like a technological roadmap, but in the situation with like CPUs, GPUs, man, that stuff is increasing like all the time.
Exponentially,
yeah. Prices are fluctuating all the fucking time. And and Chris mentioned it too. It's like, you know, you can wait 6 months, but.
And then there's going to be something better.
There's going to be something better.
Wait six more months and there's going to be something better. I mean,
it's not fair to say that it's like that across the board by any means, but yeah, with consoles, certainly, I think there is that 5 to 6 year life cycle.
And, 5 to 6. We're going into year 8.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Are we going into year 8? When did the 360 come out?
For 360, it'll be year 8. PS3 will be year 7.
Really?
That's crazy, fucking right? Insane.
Is that accurate? My goodness, that's
crazy.
Pretty
sure. I think, yeah, 360 launched in 2005, I want to say. Or 2006. 2005, 2006.
What does that convert into American, though?
No.
Gotta get one joke in every episode, I understand.
No, I was serious.
It's the same shit.
I know.
I mean, Australia will be off by one or like a day.
Right.
So, that is true. Where is it?
I think it launched in 2005. It launched in 2006. We're going to be going into the eighth year, because it'd be seven, be into the seventh year, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys noticed a significant slump in big name releases this year at all?
Yeah, totally. And I think it's really? Because they're all. Well, this year?
My wallet doesn't seem to miss them.
True. That being said, what big PS3 games or 360 games are coming out next year that are first party? Well, besides God of War. There's going to be God of War
God
and
of
Last
War.
Of Us.
There's
nothing on
Gears
360 end. Oh, yeah. I guess there's the Gears of War Judgment.
Yeah.
But that's early next year, too. But nothing has been announced for the fall.
My God.
Well, either. I mean, it's still pretty early.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're absolutely right. The 360, we are on the eighth year of the 360.
Yeah, it's good. Insane.
Two more years.
It's like Microsoft never comes out, so they had a 10-year life cycle. And it's going to be, by the time the new console releases,
it's going to be 9.
Sony's going to be in 6 or 7.
Yeah, they're going to be, so Xbox is going to be rolling over to their 9th year, and Sony's going to be rolling over to their 8th year.
Yeah, and that's way longer than the PS2. Well, yeah. by a year or two. That's crazy.
Like, PS2 I can't came out that. In what? 2000, right?
2000.
PS3 right. came out in 2006. So yeah. This has been a long generation. And the
I
thing
think it's
is,
good, but I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
I mean, I am
really?
Too, but the thing is, they're still squeaking power out of both of these
but
consoles.
They are, but they're not, because then you look at something like Far Cry.
Yeah,
like,
when you look at PC games, it's like PC has gone so far ahead.
Point, yeah, it's now to the point now where I'm actually considering, like, do I want to get this on PC? Because it's going to be that much of a difference. Whereas like 2-3 years ago, just came down to just comfort.
Dude.
That's all it was. It was like,
Far
yeah,
Cry.
I'll sacrifice some resolution.
Far Cry looks better than anything I've played on a console. It's not
exactly.
even close. It's not even
it's
close.
Like, I think it started with Battlefield 3. That was like the first game. I was like, yeah, I think I can sacrifice comfort on my couch to getting an actual real deal on my PC. And that was a year ago. So
is crazy. Let's read another email.
All right, let's do it. All right.
What's up, guys? Kung Fu Gold Chain here.
Kung Fu Gold Chain.
I wanted to mention a couple things here.
You went too far. Go back one.
Damn right I did.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Kung Fu Gold Chain. We'll get to you in a second.
Yeah. Was it Kung Fu Gold Chain that we didn't like talking to? Is that?
I'm glad you wrote me that.
I can't remember if it was him or if there was someone else that we were always joking about.
I think it was.
That.
I'm happy you wrote in, though, because we're totally just joking. And we didn't hear from him for like 2 months. I was like, oh my God, I hope we didn't actually offend him.
Well, I wish.
But we're going to get to that email later, maybe. If we decide to stop hating him.
Let's try this one from Sean Recupido.
There we go.
Sean Recupido.
Is this generation taking too long? Yes and no.
That's Wait, a, you can't do that. That's cheating.
That's
Which one is
it's like I'm on the fence
Pick
with my
one,
left
damn it.
Foot
Come
on the
on.
Left, my right foot on the right.
I'm starting to notice stuff like frame rate drops more and more in current generation games.
True.
I'm also starting to think that games coming out now don't really wow me visually anymore. Sure, they look good, but the hardware is starting to show its age. As far as risk taking by releasing a new IP this gen, no, it's the perfect time to take risk. The longer the console generation goes on, the lower the cost of development is. Also, the install base for said console is at its peak. So the combo of cheaper development and more people to sell to kind of mitigates the risk. Not every game needs to be a massive success. It just needs to be good and do a decent job of marketing. The best time to release a game is actually when nobody else is releasing anything as competition. So that's another good reason why it's not a big risk. It's from Sean Recupido.
I think it's just a matter of...
I agree with part of that and disagree with part of that.
Yeah, with the new IPs, it's hard to say because, yes, I agree that that there's more of an install base, but it's also... There's also a lot more games coming out that are high quality that you're competing with.
And look at sales. Like, Assassin's Creed was a new IP this generation. One of the best-selling franchises this entire generation. Saints Row did really well. Gears of War, one of the best-selling franchises this generation. Uncharted. Then you look at stuff like Darksiders, later in the generation, new IP. Didn't do that well. Bayonetta didn't do that well. All these really good games didn't do that well because they came out so late.
How did Dishonored do?
Yeah, Dishonored
did average.
Yeah, because Dishonored is new and
it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, people are calling it, people are nominating it for Game of the Year in some places. So,
How did Black Ops do?
How did COD Blops do?
Terrible, fucking terrible. But it's like I agree with them where it's like, yeah, it's going to cost lower and there's a bigger install base. But I think the longer the generation goes, people are more scared to buy something they might not like because games are still $60 no matter how they look at it, and they know what they like at this point. Like, yeah, I'm going to buy that sequel because I love the
first. They should be fucking scared because you know what? Assassin's Creed 3 sucks.
That's what a lot of people say. I've heard it too. I've heard it sucks. I've heard it's good. I've heard people say it's amazing. 2 weeks later go, it's okay. To people being, it was awesome, too. It sucks. So
downright fucking unplayable at times.
But guess what? That game
I'm
sold seven.
I'm flipping off the internet.
7 million copies.
I know. That's crazy.
7 million. Ah. And that was an early-ass game this generation. And who knows, if 2000 Creed came out the way it was, the first game now, I don't know if it would have done as well.
No way.
Like, it's... No way. People bought that shit because it was, like, one of the first games shown on PS3, and it was, like, had some hype behind it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, marketing get you so far, but it's like... Because people want, in those first 3 years of a console, they want something that really shows off the hardware. They can be like, to show their friends, be like, this is why I bought this. This is, check this out. You can't play this on your PS2.
That is such
you
a
can't
shitty
play this on your
reason
PS2.
To fucking buy a game, though.
It's so stupid, but it's true. Like, Assassin's Creed 1 was a terrible fucking game. I hated it. I bought it because I was like, it's something that looks fucking pretty. It's something kind of new. But when I was playing, I was like, this is not good.
Which one? And then
Assassin's Creed, the first Assassin's Creed.
Oh, the first Assassin's Creed was horrible.
Yeah, the second one.
Second one was good.
Good job on. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the second one was really good.
Yeah.
But you know, I played it and I got my fill, so that's why I haven't played any of the others yet. It's like I just got Brotherhood for $12. Now
we're the
exception, you know, it's kind of like
rule, though.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Yeah, we're the people that are like, okay, well, these games are
we like variety in our games, Jeff. Yeah. There's something wrong with us.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to play Street Fighter 4 later.
I almost clicked that buy on Street Fighter Cross Tekken on
Should
Steam.
Should have done it. $12.
$13.
It's still up there, right?
Yeah, it's going to be up there for
a bit.
There's no time on it.
I might do it. It's like $12.50 on there.
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's really going on too long. Like my pocket's okay with it going this long.
My pocket still sucks either way.
It's going to suck more when you have to pay $300-$400 for a new console.
It's true. But those people, like Watch Dogs, do you think that would do as well if it came out on this generation?
Yeah, I think it would if that was still the standard, you know, if that's what we had to buy it on. I don't think people are going to like hold off and say, oh, no, I'm going to wait for the next generation.
But
I don't think
that's what people
that
are
well?
Doing.
What's it called? Sold like crap, and it got really good critical reviews too. What was that? Sleeping Dogs. It's just coincidence that both have dogs in the name, but that was another IP, like wide open, like
that was very.
I don't think that was like highly as heralded as something like Watch Dogs.
I don't even think it was that. I just think it was the subject matter. You know, I think that.
But heralding Watch Dogs is just like a great like tech demo, pretty much. It was like the show was this cool ass game for like. The gameplay, but do you actually think it would do better coming out now than to be like something at launch that you needed to get for a new, because like, I mean, like something like Dishonored,
I think it would
again,
do better now. Yeah,
you do.
I do, because that's a higher profile game, and being that it's a higher profile game from
a
strong
publisher. What makes it more high profile than
Dishonored? Nothing, but Dishonored didn't sell shitty. You know,
but didn't sell well either.
Well, I mean, I don't even know how much it sold.
Like,
so
I don't even think it made it on the top 10 on the NPDs this month. So it sold like decently, but it wasn't like amazing. But like that's like the first game might not sell well in a launch. Like, I mean, they usually don't like, but the second game that leads people to get like the second game, if it's done right. I mean, Lost Planet would be like an anomaly again. Like Lost Planet 2, no one bought that. But Lost Planet 2 also came out, what, how many years after the first one? People kind of like moved on. But I mean, like, I don't, you look at all the games, all the series like BioShock, Mass Effect, Assassin's Creed, what else, some big franchises that were.
Yeah, but how well did the first games in those series sell?
That's what I'm saying. They might not have did amazing, but they got the ball rolling for the second one that just did awesome. But they did, like, I don't know, it's just, well, the first Assassin's Creed sold a lot. Like a shit ton. That series has done well ever since it launched, just because that did have everything. It was like the perfect storm. It had good marketing, it had the hype, it had the good graphics, it had something kind of need something new to the gameplay.
It did. How you doing, Jade Raymond?
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, but Mass Effect 1 didn't sell that well at all. Mass Effect 2 sold well. So 3, I think, is the best selling one actually.
Which sucks because it sucks.
Yep. Thank you. But
Dishonored sold 2 million copies.
2 million copies in a couple months. That's they probably made their money back. But
that's crazy that we're like it was only 2 million.
But
think
of how much that cost to make
though. Yeah, I know. And that's it's a like, shitty fucking thing.
But think about how much it would cost as a launch game. Or how much it would sell as a launch game.
Well, that's where the marketing comes in. Like Resistance didn't do that well. And that should have done a lot better than it did, because I mean it was like the main game for PS3 when it launched, right? Like that was the flagship title, I think, when people picked up a PS3. It was like Resistance or the
Resistance actually a launch game?
Yeah, it came out like the same day.
It was
like only like a few games, but yeah,
it sold 4 million
a few weeks later. What, Resistance 1?
Yep.
That's over up to this point though.
Yes, that's up to now.
I'll tell you what,
it still sold more than the other two combined.
Then
2 and 3 combined.
Holy shit.
So wow.
I'll tell you what, I am actually more hesitant to buy a new IP on a brand new console.
Really?
Definitely. I mean, look at like Lair.
Yeah.
Hugely hyped game, you know. What's that?
We all bought it though, right?
Did I want to? Yes, absolutely. But luckily I didn't get like a launch
PS3.
Didn't buy it. I knew full well by the time that I got my PS3
that it was garbage.
That game was fucking ass.
Yeah.
But, hey, it sold half a million copies.
See, I bought that. I bought that game just because I needed something to play on my PS3. This day and age, if a game came out with those type of reviews, I would have been like, I'm staying away from it. So it probably sold about 300,000 copies too many. But
we'll think about this. Haze sold almost 1 million.
Well, hey, let's be honest. Haze was a better put together game than Lair was. It might have been.
That's probably true.
It was the Halo killer. So,
but Lair had dragons.
Exactly.
Fucking hard to argue with that. Fucking dragons.
I do think is going to be good from this though, that's taken so long, is like Chris, you alluded to earlier, that dev kits have probably been out there for a bit, or at least like, what's it called? Specification, like basically some kind of like, here's some kind of a dev kit, not finalized yet, but is what you got to work with. It's going to be somewhere scaled around this area. I think the launch of the new 360 and PS3 are probably going to have the best games that a launch has had in generations.
That is possible. It's hard to say though. You know, it's really hard to determine right now if that's going to happen or not, because you know it really depends on the architecture of the machines. I mean, if it's like if both systems make it as easy to develop as say the Xbox is, then it's very possible we're going to see a great launch, because we're going to see a lot of those PC ports coming over. But yeah, it's really, really hard to say.
Games like Star Wars and Watch Dogs have never ruled out console stuff. They've basically said, well, we haven't announced platforms yet. I think they're just waiting. Like I think all these guys they're waiting to put these out. I think that's why the Ubisoft guy came out and Marlon Molyneux came out and said this, because I think they all have these games in development. They want to put them out, but they don't want to put out this generation of hardware because it's too much of a risk, because people are going to buy the Call of Duty accessories, the Halos, like the whatever. I was going to say Gran Turismo, but there's only been one Gran Turismo this generation.
That's true, yeah.
But yeah, they just want to put this out on a new system to be like, hey, when people buy a launch system, they tend to buy like 3 games, and the chances of us making one of those games might probably pretty good. Maybe. I don't know. I'm ready. I am fucking ready. Like Sean Rukubita said, I'm seeing the differences now big time in console games and PC games.
Yeah.
And
I will say, yeah, I'll agree with that.
It's like, yeah, like Dishonored, like it looks, PC version's so good.
But man, if you can optimize it well for the console, you know, it still holds up, dude. And especially if you're doing something kind of stylized, like, you know, Dishonored, you know, where it's not like it's super graphics heavy powerhouse.
Yeah.
Kind of
like
game.
Borderlands 2 type shit, like where like art style and that kind of stuff can pass over for
graphics. Yeah, Borderlands still looks pretty good. Well, except for on the PS3.
No, I don't know.
It chugs on the PS3. But, I mean, there's still some life left in the console.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, when I saw the footage of Judgment on the VGAs, the Gears of War, that looks fucking awesome. Like, it looks really fucking good.
Yeah, and I know that chances are that Jason's not going to care much, but Last of Us looks fucking amazing.
Dude, I'm fucking... No, I am so hyped for Last of Us.
I think that's more of Jason's... It doesn't look like it's a...
Hugely hyped.
Okay, yeah. Cool. It doesn't look like it's that same kind of, like, combat-heavy, like,
stop-and-pop
type of game.
It looks like it's more gameplay-heavy than Uncharted.
That's the thing. It looks... To me, it looks like it's more context-based gameplay.
Even if it's more cinematic, it's just... A lot of it's a subject matter. I mean, I don't want to get into the whole...
No,
we're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that.
No, this definitely speaks to me, and this looks like a very... Yeah. Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's life.
Last of Us is my easily like most anticipated title this next year.
Okay, cool.
I honestly do think though the reason why there hasn't been anything announced. There's like at the VGAs, this is the first year there hasn't been a major MS or Sony reveal for like a game coming out in the fall of next year.
Yeah, I think they're saving all their stuff. Really, that's telling. What I think that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're gonna, cause I don't think Sony's gonna make the mistake they did with the PS2 where they announced PS3 and still have a lot of their big games come out on PS2, like God of War 2 and like that kind of stuff. Cause they know as much as people fucking hated on Microsoft for cutting off the Xbox, that was the best thing they ever did. Cause it forced people to buy a new Xbox.
Yeah.
You couldn't play Halo 3 unless you got an Xbox 360.
Yeah, but Halo 3 didn't come out until like a year and a half later or something, right?
2 years later. Yeah. Yeah, but they had Gears of War, I guess, at the time.
See, I guess one of the things that I'm wondering is based on Sony's track record, are they going to announce the new PlayStation in like January or February at an event? Because that's what they did with the Vita.
I think Microsoft's still going to announce theirs first. I think Sony's going to wait and see when they do it, and then Sony will be at most 6 months after. And relatively, because they can't wait a year after launch, they could probably go with...
Well,
like
no, I heard
maybe.
That they wanted to beat them to the punch this time.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. Because
they just barely make money off it, and it's going to be like they're going to wait a bit, but...
Oh no, I think they're making a killing off it now. Off that new system? I'm sure they're they're easily in the black with that new console, with that new redesign.
True. So, true.
Especially since they didn't drop the fucking price. Morons.
But they can't do the year thing. I think they'll both be announced this year. I'm hoping they're both announced. I don't hope they come out.
Oh no, I think that's what I was getting at though.
I don't think they're going to come out. I hope they don't come out in the same fucking, like, time period, because like
I wouldn't be surprised, dude. I hate to say it, but I would not be surprised.
But
would not be surprised. I will likely end up buying whichever one has an intriguing launch title, or whichever one is cheaper, maybe, and then get the other one later. But yeah, there's no way that if they both come out like next holiday season, yeah, it's not gonna happen.
I won't be able to get both. I'll get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, whichever one. Sony, you throw up God of War, you're mine. Microsoft, you throw out fucking like a new Halo game, you're mine. There you go.
If you both do both of those,
then
Jeff's in trouble.
Just, yeah, exactly. But I think my PC card will hold up enough for about another year and a half. So,
yeah.
If you can't afford one or the other, I got my PC.
There you
which
go.
I'm finally getting into 2 years after I bought it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So, last thoughts?
I'm ready for you. I think it's gone too long. I'm ready. I am.
We're definitely going to get announcements this year.
Oh, yeah.
As far as releasing,
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Announcing consoles, just not necessarily releasing them next year.
Right. Yeah.
I'd put money that the Microsoft console comes out next fall, but not Sony.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Who do you think? I'm just curious. I don't want to talk about it, but
yeah.
Who do you think is going to announce first?
I think Microsoft will.
Microsoft?
And that was my question. Is it possible that Sony is going to pull what they did with the Vita and make an announcement in January or something for release in holiday season?
Do you guys think they'll wait for E3 for announcements or have their own special events?
I think Microsoft will definitely wait.
Oh, you think so?
I think that's what they did with the 360. They had their own.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I think they'll do the same thing for the new one. Sony, it depends what Microsoft does. If they do what Chris thinks they're going to do, I think they might do their own thing. They can't wait till TGS. That's too late. It's got to be at least E3, especially if Microsoft does it earlier.
Yeah.
And I can see Sony doing it at E3 because they kind of did that with the PS3 and it stole a lot of thunder from the 360 when they did that. With all that, the pre-rendered game trick type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool. I'm fine either way at this point. You know,
You ready?
I'm ready, but I don't mind if it goes on a little bit longer, you know?
And they're both going to have subsidized console prices.
Probably, yeah. That's probably true.
You sign up for Plus for 3 years, you get the console for like $150. You buy an Xbox Live subscription.
Oh, yeah, that's some sort of shit. It's shit. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, we did a little feature on that.
We do with our phones, though.
Yeah, we did a little feature on that, and Jeff and I are on board. So.
Yeah, I'm on board. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's a 3-year contract for like $15 a month or whatever,
yeah,
I'm good. I'm good to go.
As far as, sales on, you know, games are concerned, I mean, don't you guys think that it's a little relative? You know, I mean, the install base is already there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's as big as it's going to be, you know, for these, you know, for this console generation.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it hurts or helps, you know, a developer to wait to even announce like a new IP, you know, for like a next generation? Or just, you know, should they just do it for this generation? Do you think anybody's actually going to say, why are you putting it on the PS3? Why not the PS4?
I'm not even sure, to be honest with you. I don't know enough about the numbers behind the scenes to even discuss that. But it would make sense to me that if you could get Sony behind you or Microsoft behind you to say, hey, I'm ready to put this game out at launch. Check it out. Pimp it while you're doing your reveal. If they could pull that kind of marketing, then it would probably benefit to do it at launch. But
yeah, that's true. Yeah, because it would be pretty damn high profile at that point. But that's not guaranteed sales.
No, not at all. That's true.
No, it's not.
It is a really, really fine line. You know, it's like it's really hard to determine which one would be better at this point. You know, on one hand, I agree with, I think it was Sean that was saying it, that now is a good time to release a new IP because of the sheer
install base.
But on the other side, I agree with Jeff. Because you put out a new IP and you make a series out of it and you make a killing. So, you know, it's rough. It's not a business decision that I would be comfortable making with my current knowledge.
The numbers for that are terrible.
Yeah, I'm not sure about those.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, it's like something like in there, like that, like 200,000 or something like that. That's really?
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that low. It's a weird bastard child.
That is true. That's kind of like a weird thing, but.
Because it's like trying to. We could talk about that for a while.
Yeah, but, that's like. we actually could, but yeah, it's. I don't know.
They can
do the whole thing with like early PS3 and 360 stuff where they bring out the game, like the main game on the new consoles and then have like a port to the like Splinter Cell. Well, I can't remember what the first Splinter Cell was on 360. The one that some people think is the best, some people think is the worst. I can't remember what it was called. Double Agent.
I don't remember either.
Double Agent. It came out on everything, but I mean the main one's on 360. 360, mm-hmm. but there was a port for PS2 and Xbox. So they might pull that off. But.
That new Splinter Cell looks pretty good. Chris, are there any, like, you know, go-to... is there anything that would, like, instantly make you buy one console or the other?
No, not really.
Jeff kind of mentioned, you know...
God of War. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because, like, the IPs that I would jump on will definitely not be released. So it's just going to be a matter of, like, the collection of games that you've got. Is there something on it that I'm interested in?
To be honest, the first one to come to market, I'll probably buy day one. To be honest, just because I when I bought... 360 was the first console I bought, like, on launch day, and it was such a great experience. I fucking loved it. I'd probably want to do that again. So
if Star Wars 1313 comes out, I will buy a console for it.
Okay.
I will say that, because that game looks... amazing. And
it's definitely, looks next gen.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. That's true.
Definitely. That's cool that you guys are talking more about games than like functionality, you know?
Well, I think the functionality that we have now, we're going to get that at least equal that. So, and really, I mean, most of the stuff that's on PSN and Xbox Live that's not game related, I don't really use it. So, you know, for me, it's more about, it's all about the games, you know?
Yeah, I use some apps here. Nothing big.
Yeah, I mean, and we kind of talked about this last week too because of Netflix, but the only thing that I use my PS3 for, either console, the only thing I use either console for outside of gaming is the PS3 for a Blu-ray player, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
So. And it should be pretty safe to say that when Sony launches, they're going to have a much better online infrastructure than they did with PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Let's get benefit of the doubt, man. Benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've had a few different consoles here to try and improve their infrastructure. And you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. I think the Vita's doing okay. You know, they've got the built-in voice chat and the party in there. And, you know, I think it's going to carry over to PS4.
Okay.
So.
Hopefully.
We will see. It seems like we end off a lot of features with that phrase.
True. We will see. That's all open-ended, man. Who the fuck knows?
That's right. That's right.
We should get Michael Pachter on here. He'll know.
Not gonna know. I'll eat my hat. This
happens. Let me get the salt. All right, cool. Are we good?
I think so, yeah.
Good deal. You guys want to do some new releases then?
No. Yes.
Hey, guess what I got?
New releases.
Okay, so we have another really quiet week of releases this time. The only retail release I can see is Sonic and Super Pals Racing Transform, this time for the Vita. I guess that means everybody has it now. on the download side of things, we have something called Labyrinth Legends for the PS3. Seems to be some sort of a arcade action-y dungeon crawlery thing. Who knows?
But legendary.
The 360 is getting WWE WrestleFest. A couple of weird, puzzly-looking games coming out on the 3DS, like Pix 3D and some 3D game collections, 55-in-1. Yeah, I'm sure they're all really good. I mean, even the DS for DSiWare is getting something. Cake Ninja Xmas, because I guess it's the season for that sort of crap. And finally, the PC is getting an interesting game. It's getting Street Fighter X Mega Man. Yes, this is Capcom's way of... I guess celebrating Mega Man's 25th anniversary by co-opting a fan game and not even giving him top billing in his own game.
I was just going to say.
Oh, well, it's something, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'll pretty much be it.
That is
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Pete.
So.
Okay.
Oh, wait, the Wii U is getting nothing. So,
so it's the same as launch then.
Pretty much.
But there were so many games at launch. I'm still playing.
I played them last year.
So, pick of the week.
Oh, fuck.
God, dude, Street Fighter Cross Mega Man. This is a no-brainer.
That's free. It's free.
It's free.
It's free. Capcom had three choices. They're like, we need to A, take legal action, B, get on board, or C, do nothing.
Yeah.
And they got on board. So
they should.
Someone makes a fan game that's, you know, it looks interesting, man. It looks really cool.
The original fan game, I think it was supposed to be like a fighting game, like 8-bit. Fighter thing, and they changed it to Capcom. So it's basically Mega Man 9 and 10, but the bosses are Street Fighter characters.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's kind of...
I'm hearing mixed stuff about it. I mean, we'll find out. And it might be out by the time this airs.
I'll play it.
It's out on the
17th. It is free. It's free.
17th, I think it said.
And 17th, PC only, so. Guys. So
yeah.
Well, because it's Flash-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I do like Sega All-Star Racing Transformed.
The fact that's coming to the Vita, I was actually going to be like, that would be something I would totally like to play on a Vita. If, as long as it's a decent port.
But it's not cross-play or anything, I don't think.
That's fine. Right. I don't care about the cross-play. I just want it to be a decent port. That'd be something I played a lot of Mario Kart on my DS and think that's the best one. Yeah.
I guess that's my pick.
Right. I think I'm gonna go with Jason. I'm gonna go with Sonic Transform.
I wonder how much that is. How much Hopefully is the $40? Let's look.
It better be $30. If the console version is $40, it better be $30.
I think it is. Pretty sure.
Hopefully.
So let's see. 3DS version is $30. Vita version is $30.
Okay, that's all right. That I can handle. If it's a decent port, if the frame rate holds up and all that kind of stuff, I'm good.
Yep.
If it's not like fucking Mod Nation Racers, where it's like 50 frames a second and takes 30 days to load.
Mod Nation loading.
Terrible. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that sucked so bad.
I know. The game wasn't bad. It's just that it was like...
No, it was
like, now loading. All right, I'm going to go ahead and make myself a sandwich. Eat it. Then have a
and
drink.
And then order a pizza.
Then come back, and it should be loaded
and
by
And then it. Do a raid in World of Warcraft.
That's right.
And then come back.
I'm going to go play Golden Axe, beat it, and then I'll come back, and I'll be able to play.
It's so random.
Well, that's the way my mind works. I don't know. It takes a half an hour. I just happen to remember. Yeah. I just remember.
That's how time units are in Chris's world.
Yeah. Well, like I just happen to remember it takes about a half an hour for me to beat Golden Axe.
So where am I driving to? Okay, that's four Golden Axe playthroughs. Four Golden Axe playthroughs. There you go. If I'm using the dwarf, I can cut that in half.
Hey, the dwarf is the best character in that game.
Hey, you guys like questions?
I do like questions.
Yeah. Let's do some minus questions.
Okay, go for it.
We got some. As Zeke writes in and goes, how many listeners do you have? Four.
How many indus questions did we get? That's probably about right.
I think we
right.
have like 13.
13?
But
how
then
many
again,
are duplicates?
Like four of them are from the same person.
Okay, so yeah, probably about 10. About 10.
10? 15?
Maybe. I think we went up. I think we got about 10.
Well, no, Jack
we
Bauer
get lots of downloads
like
from Mammon.
Well, Jack Bauer downloads, I mean, he doesn't just download the show once. He's actually got his system on an infinite loop so that it downloads the show, deletes it, and then downloads it again. It just keeps going all week.
Yeah, pretty sure we're
in school
too.
That's right.
Time.
That's right. No, in reality, we don't know how many listeners we have.
Yeah.
We can only estimate based on, well, we can't even really
it's
estimate
split
anymore.
Between but, like different feeds and stuff.
Yeah, it's split between, you know, but all we can say is that when we did have actual numbers, cause we switched our podcasting, integration around on WordPress. But when we had numbers, we were getting approximately 1,500 downloads per episode. Okay. So that's really the only figure I can give you.
So when logically, I came back right on, it, like, it got cut in half, I think. So we're probably at about three people.
Yeah, three people.
That works out.
But then again, that was a while ago. So right now, it's pretty safe to say I'd say about give or take, I'd say a million, give or take about 990,000.
Yeah. We have a lot of dedicated listeners.
Brian Artis Jackson.
That's what we give a shit about.
Also known as We do. That's all really I care about. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
Dedicated. The people that dedicated fucking like you people. You guys are awesome. Even if you do or do not write in, fucking love you.
That's truth. Right. That's
right. Brian Artis Jackson. Also known as Navishin186. He's been there since day one. I think.
Pretty close.
He says, have any of you guys tried Smart Glass out yet? And if so, thoughts on it, and do you plan to use it more in the future?
I know Jeff has.
I have used it. Meh.
Meh?
I mean, yeah. If more games expected. Use it, that are like, that it's actually used, because nothing's really useful right now with it, right? Like, I know if you rent a movie on Xbox or buy a movie on Xbox, it has a bunch of features for that. I've never done that yet. I only use it with, like, Halo, which will give you, like, your stats and shit. But you can just get that going on Waypoint. So, I mean, I'll use it if stuff's there. I haven't really used it much. I think it's kind of useless to control the system with it because you can't turn the system on or off with it, which I think is as dumb as that sounds. That's like a big factor because if you're already turning on the system with the controller, just fucking use the controller to navigate everything.
Yeah. And really that makes sense too because it's all over. Is it over wireless?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I mean, if the system's off, you don't, well, I guess you probably could do it, but. It would require like firmware updates and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's a good start. I guarantee you, like, both Sony and Microsoft are going to use this kind of stuff for their next consoles.
Yeah.
For sure.
There will be Vita as a controller for PS4 for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, you should try it. It's like, it is fun to navigate through Netflix without swiping at your screen and stuff. That's kind of cool, but yeah, you're already starting it with your controller. You may as well just fucking use that. Sports Crazed.
What's up?
He says, do you use a desktop email client like Thunderbird, or do you just use Gmail?
Ooh. I use Thunderbird and I use Gmail. I use Thunderbird for the Indus emails, and then I use Gmail, the web application for Gmail.
Yeah, pretty much same here. We have to use Outlook for work, but I use a web client for that. Gmail is my go-to, you know. But when I was handling more of the Indus stuff, I used Thunderbird pretty exclusively. So, if I have a preference, man, make everything web-based. So, there's that. I'm trying to think of a good analogy for you, but
I use Thunderbird to access my Indus account. But other than that, Gmail and at work, same Outlook. But.
Yeah, I mean, the big benefit to like a web-based client is that, you know, what I can access it wherever I go. You know, it's the same thing with like the Outlook web-based one. You know, any computer I just log in with my credentials and I get all the same emails. I don't have to worry about, you know, servers or anything. So that's definitely my preference. Anything web-based.
Gotcha. Billy Harris, good friend, also known as Captain Harlock. The guy.
I love that dude.
Cool guy. He says, oh, I guess he's actually, this is a reply, actually. It's not a question, which we will accept these as well. He wrote in about when we did the whole Mary fuck kill thing. He said, the reason I didn't pick Zidane from Final Fantasy IX is because he's a guy and you said it had to be ladies.
Ah.
What you should learn, Harlock, is that we always give stipulations and rules when we do this kind of stuff, and everyone just breaks them, so just do it.
True.
Yeah, just go ahead and just fucking ask. Who gives a shit?
If you guys remember what he sent in Cloud and the dude from 8 and the dude from 10.
That makes that so much more funny, actually. see what you did there.
I thought you might need some context on that one. I didn't think you got it.
Thank you. So. I knew he, yeah.
I'm there for you, Jeff. I'm there for you.
I am just retarded. That's actually pretty clever. Okay. Gotcha. Dark Bauer. Zach Bauer.
Yo.
Andrew Bauer. Says, what's in your pockets right now?
I do not have any pockets right now.
Why not?
I'm guessing I have like audio adapters and shit.
I'm wearing boxers right now, so.
I got a 16 gig USB 3.0 flash drive.
Okay.
And how do you pronounce it? Carbiner?
I have no idea.
Carabiner?
What?
It's one of those metal things with the hooks on it. You know, it's used in like rock climbing.
Why the fuck do you have one of those?
Because I have a couple knives on it and like a screwdriver and a little USB light. It's usually on my backpack and I use it to open kind of like a leather work. Yeah.
Okay.
But no. I mean, but not at all. It's got a clip on it, so I clip it on my backpack. Okay. But it's in my pocket today. I don't know.
All right. I'm wearing boxes, so I have no pockets.
No pockets.
Lee Hazel.
What's in your front pocket?
Big package. Sigh. Lee Hazel says,
I'll sigh.
In his questions, pound, in 2013, you better not, ? He says, for example, 2013, you better not pre-order any THQ games.
Oh.
And,
what?
Or you better not hold out hope for third-party Wii U support, etc. So basically, what shouldn't you do in 2013?
Hold out for third-party support.
In general?
On the Wii U.
No,
he's not asking, like, this or that.
He wants one from you.
We didn't
prepare for this one.
I did. I read it to you guys. You might not have been. It might have been just Jason. I can't remember. I did read it on break, though.
Oh.
Again, I set an example. I was like, don't hold out for third-party support for the Vita.
Don't hold out for a
hero.
Well, no. I was going to say don't hold out for a Wii U price drop, but you probably can hold out for one of those. I would expect it to happen pretty soon.
In a year? Yeah.
I would say don't hold out for big first-party games from...
Nintendo?
After that have already been announced from Sony or Microsoft.
Oh, for their new system? That's true. That's a good one. Don't hold out for a new console that's under $400.
That's over $400?
Okay. It's under $400.
They'll be under $400 for sure.
You think so?
At some point.
I think they will. I think $399 will be the highest they'll be.
Okay, we'll see.
I think so.
That's what the 360 launched at, so.
Oh, yeah.
I can't predict
the future. Eight years ago. yeah, that's hard. I like that question, but that's fucking hard unless we get a bunch of prep.
Yeah.
I want to think of something clever and funny, but I can't fucking do anything.
You should pre-order fucking THQ games, though. Don't hold out for our show to get any better.
How about that? That's pretty
cool. I like that.
That's good. Yeah.
Don't hold out for an Indus Fest.
Don't hold out for a new episode of Growing Up.
Or Region Lock Podcast.
Region Lock Podcast, that's right.
Oh, shit. Don't hold out for Torgo writing us an email.
Oh, man. Shit.
Don't hold out for Retroids getting a better user interface. But still go there and check out her forums.
Definitely. All right, what's the next one?
Dark Bauer, Jack Bauer, Andrew Bauer, Dark Andrew Hola. Bauer. He says, most you spent on a single item of clothing, not including formal wear, just everyday shit.
Everyday shit.
So the most money you spent on some random article of clothing.
I am not a luxury clothing kind of guy, so.
Hoodies are kind of expensive.
That's true. They are kind of expensive, actually.
I didn't spend it, but, Lisa spent, I think, $60, $70, $80 on my N7 hoodie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I could even bring up is I have a Broncos jersey, and that cost probably $70. So, at the time.
I spent $400 on winter jacket last year.
Oh, if we're including jackets. I think my winter jacket that I bought last year or the year before cost me about $100.
That's not everyday shit.
The fuck? Oh my god, yeah.
Did you say $100?
$100.
Damn. But you guys don't have winter. That doesn't fucking count. Your winters are hoodie, man. That's like you spent $100 on a hoodie. There you go.
My winter jacket was $35 and I'm sweating in that thing
all
the
time. Are you serious?
Yeah.
God damn.
I even get compliments on it.
That's pretty cool. I did spend, actually, oh god, one of my ex-girlfriends, I can't remember what the place was called, it's gonna bug me now. It's some designer dude. He has stores. The fuck's got, I can't remember what the guy's name is. But she's like, oh, you look like really good in the shirt and blah blah, and the shirt was $110. It was a regular fucking button down type shirt, and I bought it. I looked like the biggest, just wrong in it, and I bought it anywhere because she liked me in it, and I think I wore it four times. $110 for fucking
I gotta laugh at people that walk around in Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, dude,
t-shirts.
It was
and those things are like a t-shirt is $30-$40. It's congratulations, you're a douchebag.
Who the fuck? What? This is really gonna fucking bug me now. I have to look it up, but it was retarded. Anywho, never do that again.
Nope.
Navishin, he writes in, says, in his questions, have any of you guys tried, oh, we did that. Smart Glass, did I get that twice? Oh, he did. He wrote that in twice. Jeff with a J, also known as Better Tomorrow, good friend of ours, says, do you ever swallow your chewing gum?
Yes.
Did you have the dot in there? You had to actually.
Yeah, it was a bunch of dots. I could have waited probably about half an hour.
I have before, yes. I try not to now.
I do all the time.
Really? Do you do it on purpose?
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't swallow
gum. What's the detriment? I don't understand.
The detriment is that it takes it takes years to digest.
Is that true, though?
Heard that's a rumor, though.
Yeah,
I don't
know. That's true. That
well, you know, and it very well might be a rumor, but you know what? I would rather just spit it out and not take the chance.
You can't tell me people pass a penny if they swallow a penny as a kid and that passes through their shit and a piece of gum won't. Like, I mean, come on.
Gum's a little stickier than a penny.
Yeah, but it's not.
Come on, man.
I don't swallow just because I can't swallow. If I had to in certain situations, I probably could. I don't swallow pills well either, so. I have a crazy gag reflex. I'd be the worst gay person ever. I'd be like, all my extroverts like, I ain't going now, fuck that. No.
He is, really.
My big thing with like, have you ever had Big League Chew?
Yeah.
Stuff tastes so good. I want to swallow it. It's
for
like,
10 for 10 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, right. The flavor is great for as long as it lasts. You know, it lasts almost as long as Nintendo Land.
Okay, now we have the oats in his questions of the year. He doesn't
What's
actually
up,
say
dude?
That.
Have you ever eaten a dick?
Hey, you ever done something I've done? Chugged a bag
if
of dicks
so,
in an
how
hour
do
and
I
half.
Stop?
He's got a bunch of questions here, guys. Okay, favorite music video?
Oh, Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Oh, God. Mine's got to be some like 80s hair metal
Hell yeah,
shit.
Dude. I had to go back to 80s, man. I love that. That and Phil Collins' World so of Confusion many. Or whatever it is with all
the
claymation
the puppets,
presidents.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. They weren't claymation. They were just like puppets.
Yeah.
Anyway.
God, all those old 80s videos were
dude,
awesome.
Right
know.
Now, it's Gundam Style for me.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Because really? I really do think that's a really brilliant video. But
I love watching that video too. There's lots of hot Asian chicks in it.
Yeah. Fuck. I really like My Own Summer by Deftones. I really like that. Even though it's part them live singing stuff like that with other shit. I don't know. For some reason, I really like that video. That's not a good answer. I can't think of anything right now. Fuck. That You and Me, Baby, did Nothing But Man, the fucking Bloodhound Gang song. That's a really funny video. No, that's not good either.
Oh, God, there's so many.
I know. Sorry, Oates. I was.
Okay. All right. So there's what? Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
That's a really
doesn't,
that's a good
doesn't
one.
Doesn't Axl Rose like swim with fucking dolphins and shit? How badass is that? That is
I
want
to do that.
Cool.
That's one of my life goals is to actually go swim with dolphins.
Be Axl Rose. Mine too.
To be Axl Rose.
I'm pretty sure you can rock out with Axl Rose if you pay him like $25.
That's right. All you have to do is buy him a piece of crack. he'll rock out with you.
Oh, got it. All right. Too Young to Fall in Love from Motley Crue.
I don't remember that one.
It's like a Big Trouble in Little China ripoff.
Okay.
It's completely corny, really. It's got like Tommy Lee fucking eating, was that Nikki Six? Eating the rice and spitting it out and stuff. But no, they're like ninjas.
Okay.
And they fight fucking Asian people.
That's cool.
Wacky ass Asian moves. You gotta see it.
You know what?
Go watch it.
Sabotage by Beastie Boys.
That's a good one.
Video.
That's
like
a great
video.
You guys remember Money for Nothing?
Yes, I do. Money for Nothing. That's the one. Is that the one they spoof in UHF? No, it's not.
I think they do, actually.
Sure. Do they?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, one of my first introductions to like 3D graphics.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
That is the one they do in UHF then, yeah. That is the one, yeah. Worst dine-in experience.
Oh, man. Do you really want to know this?
I do, apparently.
Have you ever heard of Copeland's? Okay, Copeland's is like a New Orleans place.
I got one of the glasses.
I think it is, but if I remember, yeah, I got one of the glasses. Yeah, I got plenty of them. So I went there with my friends Tina and Kara, and so we all got our food, and someone got a hair in their food, so that was nasty. And then, actually, two of us did. One of them sent it back, and the next meal they brought out had a used Band-Aid in it. And it was nasty.
Wow.
Used bandage.
Yeah.
And literally, she had to have, like, blood tests done for the next 3 years to make sure she didn't get anything from it.
Yeah. Unless she just takes a long time to show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the hip kids.
I think I don't remember if it was the same trip, but it was definitely the same restaurant, and there was also a dead cockroach. So,
oh god.
Yeah, I don't go to Copeland's anymore.
Hmm. Okay. But those big fucking fish bowls.
That would be the only reason I would go.
It actually had a dead fish in it.
No.
Nothing's really jumping out except for one. We went to a Chinese restaurant. This was in Atlanta, Sandy Springs, actually. No. And we had some edamame, and there were bugs in it.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, and this is after we had eaten a few. But you know, then we looked at it, it's like, are there? Oh yeah, there are the bugs. Alive. I don't know what kind of bugs. Yeah,
was it on the inside of the
no,
pods?
They were on the outside.
Oh man.
Oh god.
That's horrible.
We didn't go there ever again.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been kind of lucky with that kind of stuff. I've had like bad service at places, but never a bad dining. The worst dining experience I've ever had was when I was working at a restaurant, and it was a friend of ours' birthday, and we rented, like, they had like this party room, so I was like, I can have my friends over there, you know, I get discounts, everyone's food and everything, because I work there. And this one girl, who's a girlfriend of a friend of mine, complained about absolutely everything. And then she got some kind of like chicken thing, and she said it was kind of like undercooked. But it was fine. It was just the way the lighting was. It looked kind of like pink. But that kind of started a chain reaction of everybody checking their chicken. And everyone thinking it looked undercooked, and everyone started sending shit back and back. So isn't a bad dining experience sort of like bad service, bad food, or anything like that? It was just that I just felt so embarrassed. I worked there, and all my friends like bringing back, back their food and everything. I'm like, oh fuck, this is really fucking bad. And they're just looking at me like I fucking hate you. And I was like, yeah, well. Anyway, I didn't work there 2 weeks after that, but nothing to do with that whole situation. But yeah,
they fired me.
They did fire me, but not because of that. favorite death scene in a movie.
There's so many.
I know. This is the one I like.
I really like. Oh man. Okay, I attribute this to the alcohol. I can't remember exactly which Friday the 13th, but it's the one where where Jason actually wraps the guy up in the sleeping bag.
That's
and
the
just
new
pounds
one.
Him
That's the,
against
Jason X.
No. It's an older one. But he wraps him up in the sleeping bag and he just pounds this guy against a fucking tree.
Oh,
like 3-4
yeah,
times.
Yeah, okay.
It's amazing.
He does that. They do that in the new one too, the futuristic one, where it's a simulation and he's doing it to the girls in the sleeping bag.
Oh, okay.
They probably just revisited that as like a throwback or something. But yeah,
could be.
That's pretty awesome.
Silent Hill.
Really? What happened? I haven't seen the movie.
The end of Silent Hill, chick gets barbed wire up her. Yep.
What?
Yep. And then
up her nose.
And then ripped apart from the inside.
So. Oh my god, yeah, are you serious?
Yes, I am. It's kind of
I haven't even seen that and I'm going to go with that one.
It's kind of nasty.
We should watch that tonight.
There's actually I have to admit, like, the Silent Hill was not a bad movie. You know, it wasn't great, but I actually enjoyed it, and there were some pretty crazy parts on there, like they actually had a part where the dude ripped the skin off someone. And
that's cool.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
I can't think of a favorite, but the one that always sticks in my mind every time someone brings up deaths in movies is in the first RoboCop, the guy who falls into toxic waste and then gets hit by the car. That's one I always remember. It's not necessarily my favorite, but that always comes up when I think about that kind of shit.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Hey, how many more do we have?
We got a few more.
Okay.
Okay.
Because we're running kind of long. It's already 10 after 12, so that's why I was asking.
Ooh.
Okay, well, we'll do one because it's all right. Oats, we'll get to yours again next week for sure,
yeah.
Or the week after. But I want to do a couple of his because they're kind of really quick off. Yeah, we'll do his next one. We'll do his next one, and then we'll save his other ones for after. Okay, so favorite Samuel Jackson quote. We'll keep that for next time. But these three we have to do. Less of a sport: darts or bowling.
Neither are sports.
Darts. Darts.
I would say darts too, but
because darts are literally
neither are sports. They are both games.
True. Agreed. In-ear headphones or over-ear?
Over-ear.
Over-ear, please.
Oh my god.
God.
I have never really used over ear. Hopefully I will be experiencing that after Christmas for Christmas, but so I can't really say. I've only used in-ear ones.
We gotta talk about what you're getting. I know. I'm excited. Anyway, all right, let's go.
Turkey, acceptable on Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes as well.
Absolutely.
We eat turkey all the time on Christmas.
Yep.
And I guess he's asking that as a question because he's usually eating a bag of dicks. So
right,
obviously,
turkey dick for Christmas.
That's all these questions we'll do this week. Next week we'll hit up the rest of the
turd dick
oats.
In my butt.
cool. Do you have any emails, Chris?
We do have an email, and Jason's got it, I think.
Damn right I do. You remember that Kung Fu Gold dude?
Kung Fu Gold Chain. Oh,
Kung
right.
Fu Gold Chain.
We don't actually hate you, so.
No, it was actually Glenn that did, so.
That's right.
Not us.
He says, I wanted to mention a couple things here.
Okay.
First, this may be somewhat of an Indus question. So going around the table, how much do each of you guys think it would cost to get Jeff to get a new microphone/headset? So it doesn't sound like he's beating the shit out of it every time he talks or moves. Talk amongst yourselves.
Jeff, you need to get on that, dude.
I know. Well, I have the new mic. I have the mixer. I just need
you
to
need the,
order
you need
the
USB adapter.
Stuff
you
to
need,
put it all together.
Yes. Do it.
So just do I agree, dude. This is the worst. I move it. If I move my head and I look at my audio track, it brings up noise. Like, this thing is so fucking sensitive.
Oh, we can hear it.
Oh, I know.
Right now.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm doing right now, just so it, yeah, exactly. It's.
He's making us listen to it.
Yeah, sorry. That's why I use the mute button so much, guys. Yeah. Like, when I'm talking, like, I want to keep that shit silent, so if I'm moving my head around shit, you guys don't hear it. I do my best, I swear to God. But in the new year, I guarantee you that will be fixed. Oh my God. Now I'm really hearing it creak more than ever.
Thanks a lot, Kung Fu Gold Chain.
Thank you. I knew I hated the guy for a reason. Fuck.
He's got more, though. Let's see. Second, I wanted to comment on the Wii U and their target audience.
All right.
Everybody mentions they're seeing Wii U's everywhere they go, and I also see them sometimes. However, I only see the white 8-gig basic model. This leads me to believe that it is indeed the hardcore gamers buying these systems. If soccer moms and grandma were buying them, you wouldn't even see the white ones around, in my opinion. I am very excited about the possibilities of this machine if Nintendo can figure out how to use it properly. Most podcasts are too focused on the fact of how late in the game they are with the HD system, but I see it as an opportunity to thrive. Think about it. Now they can do HD collections like Sony. The Mario Galaxy games can be upgraded. The Rogue Squadron games can be upgraded, and the list goes on. Plus, what about a downloadable 2D Metroid game, Zelda or Castlevania? Again, the list goes on. The possibilities are there, and I hope they use it to their advantage. Peace out, Schlongdingers.
Schlongdingers.
Kung Fu Gold Chain.
Well, the possibility of a downloadable Castlevania is no different on the Nintendo system than it is on the other two. Yeah. But
correct.
But the Metroid and Zelda downloadables would be cool.
Yeah, I like the HD thing there. A lot of the Nintendo HD stuff. Yeah.
I will say this. I do agree with him 100% on the fact that if it was the casual gamers or the soccer moms buying it, that the white models would be gone too. But I will also say that I went to both Target and Sam's this weekend to do my that's where I do my food shopping, basically. And I just happened to go check out and just to see if they had them. And both of them had the black Wii U systems. So. They're not.
This throws everything.
They're not doing
order.
They're not doing.
Anecdotal
I don't understand anything
blows
anymore.
Up the world.
No, I mean, last like couple weeks ago, like right after launch, all you could find was the white ones. That was true. But now I'm seeing
everything's
a lot of the black
upside
ones.
Down. I don't understand marketing anymore.
Where are we going? It's so dark. But
those Mayans are right. The world's coming to an end.
But yeah, I mean, I think you know. We are definitely in the camp that is interested to see what Nintendo does. The big thing about for us, and I mean, I'm assuming for you guys because we have talked about this before, is that there's just not games for it right now. And you know, if there were games for it that we liked, we probably would get it. So
if you think HD remakes are gonna get me to buy a new system,
they got an HD remake of fucking Darksiders.
Okay.
Darksiders?
We got an HD remake of Assassin's Creed.
They have a port of Darksiders. They have a port.
Yeah,
of...
I know. I'm just
these are ports. Yes. Now, Rogue Squadron. You kind of had me there.
Do you think they can still do that? Though? Who owns the rights to that? Because what's it called?
Who the hell knows now?
They're done.
Disney, maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it would be. Yeah, it would be Disney. Yeah. I guess they own.
I'm pretty sure Disney would own that. I'm not sure how they would go about doing it.
Yeah.
But
I would play it.
I would. So yeah, absolutely. I want a fucking X-Wing versus TIE Fighter sequel. Love that.
They should make some like HD remakes to like Wii games. Oh wait, that's the Dolphin emulator. Yeah.
I can do that on PC right now. All right.
Yeah.
You can play new Super Mario Brothers 2 on the Wii U, and that's like an upgrade, right? It's an HD remix. So. No, terrible, Jeff. Terrible. As we were. All right. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying.
It's not your fight, Jeff.
I know.
So let's do this.
Let's do something.
Well, here we go.
Hello, Indus.
Hi.
How are things?
Things are good.
Who's this?
Eddie Kuznagi, I'm saying.
Holy skinny
guy.
Fuck.
Still listening to y'all, man, back in the United States, back to America. I've been back here for about 3 months now.
My eyes are bugging out. It's Eddie fucking Kuznagi.
Only podcast I listen to, man, fucking Indus for life, you know what I'm saying?
Just wow.
Showing some love.
No doubt.
Got a couple questions for y'all boys. I got a gaming question and a random question, you know what I'm saying? A gaming question.
I'm ready.
Now, I don't know if this has been asked before, but the current generation, like, you know, we got all these software updates, right? So do you think with all the software updates that we get, that it takes away from, like, you know, the next generation? Like, let's say the PlayStation 3, right? When it came out in 2006, compared to what it is now, it's a better system with enhancements and better features. Now, does that make it like a PlayStation 3 and a half? You see what I'm saying? I don't know if it makes sense, but I'm just saying, like, you know, do software updates take away from the next generation? Because PS2 never had software updates, and when they launched the PS3, it was new technology on the spot. But throughout the PS3's life cycle, you know, we get new features, you know, the 3D, whatever, you know, we got a bunch of bullshit, and, you know, hey, whatever. Does it take away from, like, you know, the PlayStation 4 that's coming out? Like, if they have new ideas, they put it on the PlayStation 3 with a software update, which might take away from the PlayStation 4, you know, whatever. Hopefully you get what I'm saying. All right, a random question. Now, let's say y'all sitting at a round table, all right? And
round table.
The person to your left, like, just pass out, like, all of a sudden. And you have enough time to put a tattoo on them. Any tattoo, what would you put on? All right, boys, take it easy. Have fun. Be well.
Peace.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, I think for the random question, it depends on who is sitting next to me. Because if it's Oates, we're probably going to tattoo a giant cock on his face.
Oh, so you're going to get? I don't care who is sitting next to me. I would tattoo above their butt crack, open 24/7.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
nice.
Right, who it was?
I'd put it right on right in the tramp stamp area.
Yep,
right there.
Exactly.
I like the penis inside of the face. So I always joked around that. I bet that'd be
funny. That'd be rough.
Yeah.
All right, so updates on consoles.
Current gen.
Taking away from?
Updates taking away from the next gen?
I can't say that they are,
because the next gen consoles are going to get all these updates. So it's not taking away from it. It's just you're getting that feature earlier than you normally would. I mean, PS2 didn't have updates because internet connections weren't as abundant.
No one really had them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, when we're talking about updates, it's usually some sort of online functionality or bug fixes or shit like that. And, that was just a non-issue back in the day. If anything, maybe it's increased the longevity.
Definitely done that because, you know, we were just talking about how this is the longest generation yet.
True. I don't know if it's attributed to, like, you know, updates or anything like that, but I think it's costs too. Yeah. There's certainly a pain in the ass at times, but you know,
I think
if we're just looking at it from like a point A to point B, like he's right. You know, yeah. PlayStation 3 is kind of like
it's a different system.
PlayStation 3.5.
Yeah, it's a completely different system
in a lot of ways.
But Sony and Nintendo both need to figure out what Microsoft is doing for their updates and do that, because Microsoft's updates are so much faster than Sony's, and apparently they're faster than Nintendo's too, because apparently Nintendo's are...
Oh, God.
Nintendo's first one is supposed to be like a gig or something.
Yeah, it's like 1+ gigs.
The second one was like an hour plus download too. Yeah.
So
here you go. You're downloading our
Nintendo
OS.
Needs to learn from Sony, who needs to learn from Microsoft. So it's kind of crazy, but yeah, it's rough.
I think it does kind of hurt in terms of game thing, because I do think game developers rely on that too much. But hey, whatever.
Well, that's patching though. That's not like system functionality, I guess.
No, yeah. No, but yeah, system functionality. Yeah, it's just the way it is now, I guess. Didn't need it.
But I don't
generation.
Think any of it's been like such a huge update that it's like, wow, this is like a next gen console all of a sudden.
Well, the change of the Xbox dashboard like four times.
I think PS3 is a drastic change between when it first launched and now.
Especially the store, which doesn't work anymore.
No, it's just very slow.
Yeah, it's super slow. But I mean, a lot of times I just get connection errors all the time. It's just crazy. Yeah. And now you have add free stuff to your cart in order to download it. It's like,
I thought you had to do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, like demos, there was a download now button and you just hit the download now. Now you have to add it to your cart and then download it after you check out with
one
a
more
zero.
Button push sucks.
It's more than one, dude. And when it loads as slow as it does, it's
sorry,
a pain
James
in the ass.
James is trying to say something, but he's getting drowned out.
No, I was actually agreeing. I'm like, I thought you had to do that before too, but, regardless, I don't think it's hurting or like pushing back. You know, the release of like a new console.
It's usually adding functionality. So,
yep. Cool. With that. I agree.
Yeah, if Sony didn't have, if they weren't doing that this generation, I don't think PlayStation would be anywhere close to where it is right now. If they kept it what it was when it launched, they'd be way behind. There'd be no fucking, like, chat in games.
I was going to say, we still don't really have, like, cross game chat or anything like that. You know, and that's something that we wanted from day one. We bitched, like, incessantly about that. It's like, why can't you do that? And Xbox does it. But in the end, it doesn't fucking matter. You know, a lot of this shit that's been released, it's like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. I have cloud saving. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, no doubt. I can play a game on my Vita, pick up right where I left off. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
None of it game changing, though.
Nah.
No.
Anyway.
And it'll all be present in the next gen console.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Cool. Well, that's all the emails and all the voicemails we've got, so we can move on.
Yeah, we can. What do we got?
All right, question of the week. Hey. We don't have one, so we're going to...
Christmas?
We're going to attempt again, because we've been trying this a couple times. We're going to attempt to have a four-man show next week. We'll try and get Glenn on as well, and have and we're all just going to talk about games and news. That's what we're going to be doing. Send emails
so write
if you
in
like.
Anything you want to.
If you would like to send an email, you can send that to email@interactivedistractions.com. If you can send...
lowercase. I'm just trying to throw it in somewhere,
right.
Man.
If you want to send, if you can send us a voicemail as well. That number
is G-E-O-F-F.
7-6. Well, wait. See, now I got the fucking number wrong. You can send us a voicemail as well, and that number is 706-760-4337.
It's like thief but lead, but kind of not really.
You can get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can follow us
Masters
individually.
Masters of
Canada. Well, and we are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geo.
Zoom Marketplace at.
That is FFOEG. I can't believe
I don't know why that was funny. I don't know why it was funny. It's because it's 12:30 and I want to go to bed. Okay.
Yeah,
you can check us out on Steam, Google+, and Facebook. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us. And you can check us out on Retroids as well. Come over and join the forums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all I've got. So you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
I'll play some fighting games.
Yeah. Punch, kick.
That was bad. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell us your friends about us. Please. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please.
Tell some family members. Don't even tell some friends. Tell some enemies.
If you're on the iTunes or
Zoom Marketplace. Oh, you're
even. I was trying to think of something real stupid, but I can't think of it right now. Thanks for listening. My name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Forge.
Full senior.
Play your game and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.